Heard about Anchor? It is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your own phone or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more podcast platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Look, I know the Tremendous Trio is a thing. Look, Rami, Matt, and I. But for this one, and I had to, like, you know what? You got to spice it up. Sometimes in the podcasting world, you got to take it up to another level. There's not one square. There's not two squares. There's not three squares. There's a fourth square. Because tonight, it's myself, Rami, Matt Lorenzo, making his first appearance since episode 100 and making his first actual physical podcast appearance in, I think it's been over a year. Alex Lorenzo is back on the pod. This, that rant, YWC football talk, and whether it wants to be Mark and Al pod or joint custody, you got Rami, you got Matt, and now you got Alex. Rami and I, look, over here on the spectrum of how we felt about this weekend, Matt and Alex over here. But guys, we're going to break every single thing of the game action down. And you know what, too? Just to equal the pain levels for Rami and I, we're also going to talk some Giants football, and we're going to live react to the current Monday Night Wild Card, Super Wild Card weekend game. So, fellas, who wants to take it from here? How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, thank you for the podcast plugs. But sorry,
I'll hold my mic. Step away from the mic.
Yeah, I have a bad habit of holding it too close.
But do I sound really loud on them this close, or is it just
not really loud, but loud?
Like too loud. Like I always think I'm not.
You need to be in the middle. Don't be there. Be more in the middle.
God, you're so loud too.
Oh God. All right. So I just want to say thanks for those podcast shout outs. We are also formerly GoPod, getting over.
Did you say you and Raby were on the spectrum? What was that intro?
That they were on the sad side
of the spectrum. One side of the spectrum because we were miserable for a losing.
And y'all are happy at our misery.
Different spectrum.
Yes, not that spectrum.
Rami went silent in the group chat last night, so I didn't.
He doesn't ever text us during the games, the big games.
Well, I'm surprised he wasn't. He's like, "Yeah, we suck. Nothing. It was literally nothing." I was miserable.
Yeah, usually like a halftime check-in and then like a rant at the end.
I was silent until this morning. I needed time. I needed time to digest.
Yeah, but I'm surprised they were getting their ass kicked the entire first half, and we heard nothing from you. And not, it's over. Dak sucks. We're getting
because he's not you. Everyone he's sucks. Bad, but he's not you.
No, okay, he's worse than I am. Absolutely worse.
Not with saying games are over.
If the Cowboys were going to win, they were going to win in a blowout. If it was a close game, they had no chance in hell. And we did not want it to blow up, needless to say.
How much money was Dak making this year?
$40 million.
Like, with his bonuses? Somebody tweeted like $75 million. I was like, that can't be accurate, right? For somebody making $40 million, he hardly showed up. That was
like, this his extension this year? Did he get a signing bonus?
I don't know. Like, he's just not that good when it matters.
In Dak's defense, the offensive line just they were non-existent. Tyron Smith let up the most QB pressures in his last 10 years.
That was the most pathetic, undisciplined game I've ever seen.
Well, that's what Dallas does really well.
Yeah, they have the most penalties in the league, right?
Yeah.
And San Francisco trying to give them the win. It's unbelievable how long that last, 2 minutes took. San Francisco is like, no, we don't want to win. Here you go. Like, an inch, they get it, and there's a fucking penalty.
Dallas did not deserve to win that game whatsoever. 14 penalties, undisciplined. The offensive line was trash.
But neither did San Francisco.
San Francisco didn't deserve to win either. It was just who sucked less at the right time.
I tweeted this, but the Cowboys had absolutely no magic in them whatsoever. There was no hint of this was meant to happen. Like you've seen so many times that you can't explain in the past in sports. They had nothing go their way when it was handed to them. Well, they literally fucked everything up.
There's a bias, according to Micah Parsons. There's a huge bias against the Cowboys.
Referees or from
That's Micah. They all complain. Jerry Jones was the only sane one of the bunch. He was like, we didn't deserve to win. We sucked.
I can't believe you listened to all their post games.
Yeah. He literally did a press conference outside of the locker room right after the game was done.
Who did?
Jerry Jones.
I respect that.
Like he was smart. Extremely disappointed. He had nothing else to say.
Mike McCarthy's defending his awful call. Dak Prescott saying it was cool to throw shit at referees. Like, what a scumbag organization.
I saw, Dak was like, hey, you can't throw that at players. And they're like, we're throwing it at referees. He's like, oh, cool. Never mind.
Yeah, he said, good for you or something like that.
I mean,
Dak's a great kid. I'm not even going to lie. Dak's an awesome human being, but that's
you can be a good guy. Like, look at Dave Portnoy; did a lot of good stuff. Still, a scumbag.
I
know.
I said that's fucked up. Well, like, I don't think that makes Dak a scumbag, but he's
saying you should throw shit.
I don't know. I just
good,
think
good on you for throwing shit at the refs.
Well, I think in the heat of the moment,
maybe it was sarcastic.
Heat of the moment. It was his press conference. Fuck you, dude. You gotta not. You can't be that. Like, you know, never see Peyton or Eli say shit like that.
The one thing.
Well, just because they're not the greatest of the greats when it comes to human beings and how they prepare themselves doesn't make them bad.
If you say something scummy, you're a scumbag for it.
Then we're all scumbags. Everyone said something scummy in life.
Yeah, of course. We're not on national TV during a press conference saying it's okay to throw shit at people.
Like, this is pretty national. Gotta be better than this that. Podcast is pretty national, so watch your mouth.
Yeah, in Griswold. That's where Randy lives.
I've looked at it. The top city is like some. I think it's called Putnam, Connecticut, something like that. So
that's the same thing.
I think that's where he is.
That counts as Randy.
Yeah. So it's popular in Putnam and Poughkeepsie. So that's all that matters.
That's Ramey.
Oh, I know. We've got the Greater Toronto Area in the house. We got, I think, Turnbell.
You have any random countries?
Close. Trumbull.
I can actually look today. I actually checked my analytics today. I can look at that.
My wrestling one, or one of them, has a lot of German followers, apparently.
India's third on my list.
I think joint custody for me had Philippines as a
Have a Philippines one too. It's weird.
Maybe one of our fans from the Lorenzo Bros is down there.
But they never comment or anything anywhere.
India seems like a lot of fake accounts, where fake accounts come from.
Yeah.
We don't have any.
But there's so many people. Yeah, I don't have any Indian people. It's weird. I feel like if you're not getting Indian people, like, who are you getting?
It's not racing.
It's just where the fake accounts come from.
You have Turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick. Turkey's dope.
Egypt, El Salvador, UK, damn. Australia.
Who says football is an international? Or the YWC?
Oh, no, YWC is. It's just, I feel like, that's the other thing I want to say, too. I feel like the YWC is so weird now, because there's only certain people who still do, like, wrestling on a regular basis. Like,
what
it was 10
years ago.
That's why I'm trying to get back into it.
Well, the thing I'm trying to say is, though, like, to go on a side note, the video that Britain did kind of encapsulates a lot of things. And obviously, there's a lot of things that were said, and stuff, but, like, yeah, like, where the YWC was 10 years ago and where it is now, it's, like, night and day.
Yeah, it became day in the life heavy, and then it became card heavy when everyone else stopped making the day in the lives, and then everyone either stopped spending money on cards or, I mean, BTB is still the top YouTuber in the YWC for me. So
he doesn't even make videos anymore.
He just opened a box though.
Yeah, one AEW box happened to have a Miro hit. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, with the thing I was gonna say about the game though, like overall, like I think, look, if anything, San Francisco, Matt was right. They were just trying to give Dallas opportunity after opportunity to come back. But look, no, Kansas, they did the same thing with Kansas City in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and look what happened. They were up 20-13 with like 6 minutes to go, and then you snap your fingers, and Kansas City's up by 11, and they won the game.
But did they make mistakes? I don't remember like yesterday, let alone that Super Bowl. But didn't Kansas City just own them? I think they just start playing well.
They got an interception off Mahomes, I want to say, with like 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter or 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And then there was a chance where it was either that. Yeah. And then basically, because a lot of people use it now as like, you know, photos before something bad's about to happen.
Mm.
And then people do that. And then from there, I think Mahomes hit Tyreek Hill on an absolute bomb.
Yeah,
and then there was another touchdown.
I think Kansas City just played well. San Francisco was basically like,
San Francisco's offense in that game went absolutely silent. Like 28-3 Falcons silent.
Why does The Rock look weird?
He's wearing a fucking weird shirt and makes him look like he has a Mike Glennon neck. Holy shit.
Is that
Mike Glennon's twin brother? Fucking Dwayne Glennon?
His twin brother? Like, that's insane. Do you imagine?
Eli wearing a chain? I missed it.
Snoop Dogg gave it to him like last time they did it and he said he had to wear it.
Last time they did it, not in person. He mailed it to him?
No, last time they did a game. I don't know when it was.
Uh-oh.
Eli is the coolest guy in that shot right now. Like, it's amazing.
I don't know. Who would be cooler if fucking Dexter went on? Would Eli still be the coolest?
I feel like Eli's just the coolest guy, like, ever.
Exactly. So it would be any
the coolest guy besides Ramey. Other than that, Eli's the coolest guy I know.
I love
how Ramey wishes he was Eli, as funny as Eli.
I love how they decide just to show like his highlights from the U and not even like any like wrestling stuff. It's just like, oh yeah, here's Dwayne doing a couple plays of college football.
That would have been funnier if they just showed wrestling highlights and mentioned no football.
Yeah.
Dwayne, the famous wrestler. there are people out there who are young who don't know he was even a fucking wrestler. Like, that's how old we are.
Probably same with John Cena at this point.
Ridiculous. I mean, it's just sad. Look at Eli.
Any little kid, like our god kids who probably haven't seen wrestling ever but saw John Cena now as a superhero are not going to know he's a wrestler.
Yeah, I guarantee anyone born after the year, I'd say 2005.
Ryan knows John Cena, though.
Yeah, because he went to a wrestling event when he was there.
Lucky bastard.
We were also there, though.
Yeah, I know, but his dad bought him tickets to WrestleMania. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, your dad bought you tickets to two WrestleManias.
That's actually true, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say this.
I only got one.
That freaking QB sneak, I don't hate the call if they had a timeout. If they had a timeout.
Where did that come from? Were you just waiting for that for like 20 minutes? He's like, I can't get a word in, Edgewood.
It was the most obvious dumb point he could have said, too.
Yeah, I love the play call because it got 20 yards. They just didn't have a timeout. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You need at least 17 or 18 seconds to run a play with no timeouts.
I don't think anyone's arguing.
They had 14 guys. Goddamn second. Yeah. It was a moronic play.
And they tried to set the ball up themselves. Like, wait, they had no idea the rule.
Did the beginning?
Yeah, that was 100% on deck.
I thought at the beginning of the podcast you agreed with the call.
So no, you think it was the right call?
You just said it was a moronic call.
It was a moronic call in the situation because they had no timeouts. It was the call if they had a timeout.
But they didn't.
So it was the wrong call.
I think Ramey's flip flopping.
He's just covering both sides because he's so angry.
Hamstring's feeling pretty tight after that one.
I'm just so glad they lost. It was like one of the worst experiences because I was just assuming they were going to blow it the entire time.
Rams, baby.
Speaking of fucking, I have no idea. How is Cam Akers like not even? How is he even walking? That wasn't him though. But still, Cam Akers tore his Achilles at the beginning of the year and he's playing.
He tore it at the beginning of this year.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like training camp
in like July. Wow,
that feels like it's three insane. Years ago at this point.
So he's back in 6 months, which is insane. Usually that's like 9 to 12 months.
JJ Watt's back in 10 weeks.
He's
a shoulder thing.
Is Griff's TV behind? Is your TV behind again? And so we're seeing all these plays, and Griff's like, "What's happening?" Yeah, I think he's
No. I kind of got a sense of like OBJ, but look, like whenever this is on, like whenever I do the Monday night games, I always have it on mute in the background. So if nine times out of ten, the person that I have on is ahead of me, so they'll usually stay silent. It was like one time I was on with Big Rat, and I was actually ahead of him for some reason. So
goofy.
Yeah, but no.
In a few seconds, when you catch up, you're going to see The Rock give Eli Manning the Rock Bottom.
Yeah, they're
from a different location.
From a different location.
Eli just goes like this, and then Eli just sells it, jumping onto the couch.
Is anyone even watching Raw tonight?
No, I'm taping it until after or tomorrow.
Can't watch it. Got to watch the game.
I think Kellen Moore. Screwed up his head coach chances. I can't get past it.
Anybody who's watching Raw,
Do you think Kellen Moore's chance of being a head coach next year got lesser after that game?
Yes, 100%.
Or do you think it didn't matter?
I think people will bring it up. Be like, hey,
he's definitely not going to get less interviews.
Yeah, he'll still get interviews.
Would fire Mike McCarthy into the fucking moon.
Well, yeah, would have never hired him. He's fat and he's not good, and he's fat.
He studied
analytics.
It doesn't, remember? But he's Fat Mike, so I have to bring it up.
He really does analytical research.
He is the worst at clock management I've ever fucking seen in my
life. Worse than Andy Reid?
He makes Andy Reid look competent.
Yeah,
worse than Joe Judge?
Yes.
I mean, did we ever have a situation where we needed it? Like,
exactly. Much worse game, than Joe Judge, because the Cowboys actually play games that matter.
Yeah. No, but...
None of our games matter.
No, but he couldn't handle the clock.
What's the thing I was going to say? Hey, if the Cowboys really wanted to do an impressive thing, they could just promote Ben McAdoo to head coach. I'm just saying.
He's going to be the future offensive coordinator of the Panthers.
Yeah, that's pathetic. They're going to give up on Joe Brady in 1 year and hire Ben McAdoo. It would be the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's just so they can fire Matt Rhule and then Ben McAdoo becomes the interim head coach.
Fire Matt Rhule right now. He should not be the head coach. He's awful. He's worse than Joe Judge.
Dude, he's making $7 million a year. David Tepper literally held him hostage from going to the New York Giants and basically said, I'm not leaving your house until you sign this contract. And David Tepper, who was a brand new owner at the time still, even though he's actually the richest owner in the NFL when it comes to money outside of the league, I think it's like $15 billion is net worth, basically just paid him way too much money at the time, which got a lot of flack from other owners because they're like, why are you doing this? And then all of a sudden now he's regretting it. He's wanted a franchise QB since there. And I'm going to say this. So I don't know if you guys have known this, but for the longest time, I thought Vic Fangio should have
been
fired. Now that's Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule has the same record in 2 years as Joe Judge.
Well, Vic Fangio is at least like good at defense.
And Matt Rhule also started off. No, Vic Fangio is good at defense. It's just I know he's not a good head coach.
No.
It's like Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles,
he got fired, right?
Should not be hired again.
Well, it's like Dan Quinn. Shouldn't be a head coach. Great coordinator.
All those guys.
Exactly.
But everyone shit on the Giants because of Joe Judge being awful, and we didn't get Rhule or anyone. Had no idea what was going on in Carolina, and just read national headlines about New York when Matt Rhule was doing just as shitty of a job and getting paid more and with a better team because the Giants had how many injuries, the most IR players at the end of the season. So
should have won.
Even without McCaffrey, he had a much more loaded roster than what the Giants were playing, and he still sucked.
Well, their offensive line is horrible.
The Giants.
Yeah. They got off to that
great. The Panthers, too.
They got off to that great start, though.
No one had a worse offensive line than us by the end of the year.
Oh, no. Because you guys lost, who was it, Nick Gates?
Like, we lost everyone.
Well, I'd like to welcome our next guest to the podcast. Let's welcome in Billy Price. Billy, are you here?
He's somewhere not here in the snap count.
Fucking moron.
Shane Lemieux went down in spring training. He was down in Florida watching the Yankees.
His hat threw him off.
Nick Gates broke his own leg just so he didn't have to play.
Nick Gates was gone in like week one or two. He got hurt, or two or three.
Was it the Washington game? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was Washington.
And then we had Matt Skura, Ben Bredesen, and Billy Price come in. We traded fucking BJ Hill, who became a good player for Cincinnati, got a bunch of sacks this year, and a seventh round pick for Billy Price, a former first round bust center, worst center I've ever seen. Ben Bredesen, we traded, I think, a sixth round or something for from the Ravens. He was terrible. He got replaced by like Skura, who was also awful.
What about UConn? Great.
And then Will Hernandez, I didn't even get to the right side yet. Will Hernandez played his worst year of his 4 year career as a Giant. Literally got worse every game, and I think was graded by PFF the worst right guard in football. And then we had Nate Solder, who somehow outplayed Matt Parrott in preseason.
The best drummer in the league.
Matt Parrott fucking couldn't block a fucking –
He couldn't block anything.
I can't think of any example of what would make
– He couldn't block
would
Ramey.
Show what how bad he is, truly. And
Ramey would have 20 and a half sacks on him.
Yeah, fucking
couldn't even get the record just 20 and a half.
He would be TJ Watt against Nate Solder as well, though.
You know you're injury prone.
I just don't see how they didn't see Nate Solder being a revolving door and being like, it can't get worse. Matt Parrott, just get in there and improve every day. Yeah. We had Isaiah Wilson we signed from the practice squad. People freaked out, thought he would kill the culture of the team, even though he was on the practice squad. It didn't do anything because he was on the practice squad and he got cut at the end of the year because he wasn't good and he was like 380 pounds.
But what and about falling Andrew? Asleep during meetings?
What about Andrew Thomas?
One of the best left tackles in the league. Will be a top five tackle in the next 2 years.
Hashtag worst could never.
Worst could never.
So I want to ask you something about that quickly. So with next year, with the draft coming up, if you had your choice of Tyler Lindenbaum, Charles Cross, or if for some reason he is still there, Evan Neal.
Evan Neal, number one.
I only say that because I think in my current mock, I'm going to probably do a mock sometime in the next few weeks. I have it going Thibodeau, Hutchinson, and then Neal. Those are my top three.
Yeah, I think either three or four for Neal.
Yeah, because honestly,
I like Davis Mills a lot. I think Texans should get Neal and try to at least do that until another option comes.
They shouldn't draft a quarterback. I would stay with Davis Mills. He's better than Mac Jones.
And next year is going to be so much better than that's true. He's going to be
That's a debate. That is a legit debate.
By the end of the season, not overall stats, but by the end of the season. Who was better? I don't know.
I'm going to interject and say something about Davis Mills. His red zone QBR was 124.
That's incredible.
Dude, Pep Hamilton's the quarterback coach. Pep Hamilton should be the OC in Houston. Like Houston, yeah.
Did they fire their OC too?
Yeah. I don't think Lovie Smith got fired, but David Culley got fired, and so did God, what's the guy's name? Not Tim Allen. I gotta look it up. It's something.
Tim Allen. Tim Dick.
No, Tim. I think it's
Timothy Allen Dick.
Yeah. I gotta look it up on the fly.
That's one of my favorite like things to say as a fact when Tim Allen comes on the TV.
Oh, did you know his last name is Dick? Do you know he was arrested for like Tim cocaine Kelly. Trafficking?
Yeah. And then I show them the picture of him with the mustache is when he got arrested.
He has that poster on his ceiling.
That's hilarious. That would be a great poster. So yeah,
Giants should go. I'm hoping they take two tackles or two.
I think Neil's going to go three. I think the Jets might take him because so I just Becton's pulled up a not random. That good.
I'm a Jets mock Stigley, draft. To be honest,
what about
if Neil's taken? I think they're taking Stigley.
Yeah, pull up the real mock draft.
That, he's releasing his first mock on Wednesday, but he said the tackle from North Carolina State could end up being a top.
Is that the one with like Ikioku?
Yeah, that's the one. Sporting that guy. Yeah, Sporting News has the Giants taking Lindenbaum at 5 and then EK, whatever the fuck, at 7.
That would be a great draft.
Lindenbaum is going to drop to the mid-first round.
He's not. I think someone's going to reach. Someone's got to. It might be the Giants.
Is it really worth taking the center that high?
Creed Humphrey is proving you should.
Yes.
I mean, we need it. So
he's a generational guard, a center, generational offensive lineman. Giants can't afford to fuck around.
Yeah, but what's better? What's better?
Take him at 7.
Getting the two linemen or a lineman and then a pass rush?
I'd go lineman and a pass rush.
It depends.
Rush.
I don't know.
I really want to.
I could take Karlaftis. But Azeez had 9 sacks. Let's see if he grows. Maybe sign one for like $5 million. Try to find a Hassan Reddick this year, who was insane and made almost his deal was shitty compared to what he should have been based on production. Find someone like that. We're probably going to cut a decent amount of people because there's no one's attached to this roster. So Logan Ryan could get cut. Peppers might not get brought back. So if those two happen, I could see them drafting the safety who's supposed to be the best player in the draft, best defensive player in the draft.
Peppers
the
coming
current
back.
Mock from PFF.
Especially not if the injury. But I hope they don't cut Blake. If they do cut Blake, N'Kobe Dean might be a good pick. Sorry.
The pick, I'm going to say one of two things, actually, because we'll still have to get into the other playoff games. But with the Giants, PFF creator, I think his executive director contents his title name, and former YWC football talk guest Austin Gale, his current mock draft, which I have up here on my phone, has you guys
shout taking, out Austin Gale.
Yes, have you guys taking George Karlaftis, who a draft comparable for him has been Justin Tuck.
I would take him. Karlaftis
seems like a really good edge.
We're not going to get Hutchinson or Thibodeau unless we trade, which I don't want to trade up because that would probably mean getting rid of both of our picks or a next year first. So exactly. I would be happy with Karlaftis and a lineman. If you get Karlaftis, you cannot get Dean or
who's the best offensive lineman? Neil.
Because
Sporting News has Neil going 3rd.
Yeah,
and the Jets taking a cornerback.
Stingley.
Yeah. Jets are probably going to go offensive lineman and someone in the secondary.
Austin Gale has Linderbaum going to the Cardinals at 23.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of people think it's too high, and a lot of people will have him top 10.
If Linderbaum drops in the first round, the Cowboys should be trading up to get him. 100%, the Cowboys need to fix the offense.
Why, you don't like fucking Biadasz?
They need to do work on their offensive line.
I hate that guy's name.
I always want to call him Biadasz. I don't know why.
Place Connor Williams.
I don't know.
Imagine if he falls and the Cowboys fix their line before the Giants for like a second time.
I would love that.
How's my boy Lyle Collins doing?
He was a revolving door yesterday.
But how was he during the season?
Injured most of the time.
Yeah.
Ineffective, lost his job, had to gain it back when somebody got hurt.
Yeah, that sucks.
There's too much talent on that Cowboys team to be a first-round exit.
He was supposed to be a top 5. He was supposed to be a top 5 pick, and then he got investigated for murder, had nothing to do with it, and then signed undrafted.
He didn't even get drafted,
You know, every defensive coordinator in the NFC East should be fired for not playing the Cowboys the way the 49ers and the Cardinals did. The 49ers and Cardinals figured out how to beat Dak. No other team in the NFC East can.
Well, aren't they only good against the NFC East?
Yeah, they were 6-0 against the NFC East, 6-6 against everybody else.
Yeah, because the rest of the East is the rest of
the
East.
No one in the NFC East has the play calling that Cliff Kingsbury does.
Yeah, but I mean, the 49ers played zone coverage 82% of the time.
Kyle Shanahan, not Cliff Kingsbury.
Highest that Dak has faced in a game in his career, and he sucked. He sucks against zone coverage. He can't
49ers in zone coverage. A lot of people are already saying this, so it's not really a hot take or anything, but the 49ers might be the perfect fit for the Packers, or the Packers be the perfect fit for the Niners, and the Niners can upset them.
Well, the 49ers are the perfect sport foil for the Cowboys.
As long as the winner of this game beats the Bucks.
Yeah, but the Packers are better.
Aaron Rodgers can go fuck himself.
Matt, I'm going to say one or two things to that. If it's the Cardinals, I can't see it happening. But if it's the Rams, I can see an upset happening. Because the Rams, since Tom Brady's gone to Tampa, Tom's 0-2 against LA. And that one of those is with Jared Goff.
Just give me a, like, Niners. Well, the Niners kicked the shit out of the Rams both times. Niners-Rams would be a fun NFC championship game.
It's hard to beat a team three times in a season. Rarely happens.
I know.
So the Rams would win that one.
It's one pretty sweet example.
Anyway,
I don't have the examples on me, but it just
you don't know the like most famous example.
Fucking
Giants.
I wasn't gonna list any though.
Do you know any others? That's the only one I know.
No, but people say that all the time. It's hard to win three in a season.
Even though we've had this discussion years ago. It's actually not, because I think there's more teams that have won the third game than have lost it.
And you were thinking about baseball series.
No, that's also like the Yankees being shitty against like new pitchers, which like wasn't true.
Yeah, hey, but it feels like it.
We commiserated with the Cowboys sucking. Can we talk about that wonderful, wonderful other game that happened that made Griff upset?
No, we'll get into that into a minute because I wanted to go in order. I wanted to go in order of the games being played.
This weekend was so fun.
Didn't the Patriots lose first?
Yeah, the Patriots went first. No, the Bengals went first.
The Bengals went first.
Yeah, but we talked about Dallas immediately because he wanted Ramey to be sad.
No, because Ramey, you guys just jumped into it right away. Womp. It is what it is.
Listen, I like the play call if they had a timeout. It was a great play call, but it was a moronic play call.
Yeah, no one's arguing that, Ramey.
Yeah.
It was a great play call if they had a timeout, but it was a moronic play call.
Yeah, Ramey, we're talking about Monday Night Raw.
I'm putting that on your headstone when you die.
It was a moronic play call. Here lies Chris Ramey.
It was the right call if they had a timeout, but they didn't, so it was bad. Okay.
Can that quote be on my gravestone, actually?
Yeah, I'll pay for it.
Yeah, and the newspaper will say, beloved.
Oh, God.
Well, anyway, we'll shift to the first game of Wild Card Weekend. Bengals Raiders, with the Bengals picking up their first win since Matt was, I want to say, 5 or 6 years old.
Before the text messages existed.
Before text messages.
91.
1991. 26-19 final. Before we talk about the game or anything, I want to get your guys' opinion on, and I'm going to say mine first, about the whole whistle thing. I feel like that...
Whistlegate.
I don't even want to call it a gate or anything like that. I just
made that up.
I understand. It's just like a simple misunderstanding, but at the same time, too, I feel like just... Like, you know how when they... Like, when penalty's offset, it's just replay the down?
Well, that's... I think that's what they were supposed to do.
They were supposed to do that, but then apparently they got together and the officials talked amongst each other when in reality, New York should have called in. This is where, like, look, a lot of, like, because the NFL officiating has really been downhill since the
years ago.
But no, Park Avenue can make the call. Those are the ones who do the reviews.
Can they, though? Because it's not a reviewable thing. They can't review, like, an errant whistle.
All scoring plays are reviewed.
But I don't think they can review.
Yeah, whether they scored or not.
If there's a whistle or not. You can review if they scored, but they couldn't review an errant whistle. And it's not like if they if you can hear that whistle and stop, it's like a tenth of a second before he caught it. Then like,
the fact that they said that the whistle happened after the guy caught the ball.
I wonder if they really didn't know, or if they were just trying to cover their ass. Like obviously we can hear it. It happened.
The whistle came early,
right before he caught it. But it wasn't like he was. He didn't.
I thought it was right after he threw it.
The ball was like almost in his hands, and then you hear the whistle and he catches it. But
either way,
like they stopped.
Either way, they got the right call. I didn't think it looked like anyone stopped. I thought that the players play through the whistle.
I mean, the guy was wide open anyway. So
players run the ball back when the whistle's blowing 1,000 times. I don't believe for a second anyone would stop playing. Yeah, but I don't think that – I think the call was right. Like I don't care if it's the wrong by book. That needed to happen. They needed to let that play stand.
I think if this was like a play that was like, you know, decide the game or within, like, you know, because how the Saints went so controversial because it was like, I think it was like 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I think
that
was in that situation. No, but that's what I'm saying. If this was in that situation, I think it'd be more of a big deal. I think this was in the second quarter, so it's not as big, or it's not as like profoundly being like, you know,
also, yeah. proportion. Also, the like, Raiders and the Bengals, I don't think anybody really cared.
Exactly.
It didn't seem like it.
Did they want to get Joe Burrow further into the playoffs?
I mean, nobody wanted the Raiders to win. Like, who cares?
Nobody wanted the Raiders in the playoffs.
Oh, that's, I mean,
should imagine if that was Burrow versus Herbert.
They had the momentum, though, so they should have won.
Yeah, you know, really momentum. I just can't believe they rested a hurt Joe Burrow in a game that did not matter. Yeah, I just can't believe it. Why would they ever rest a hurt quarterback right before the playoffs?
The Bengals win so badly because of that.
Like,
Phil, we love you, but
who's rooting for Derek Carr? Guy put his fucking money behind Henry Ruggs. Like, fuck out of here, dude.
He just said he's thinking about him.
Yeah, I'm thinking about him. I still support him. Really? Okay.
I don't know if you saw this, though, but what's it called? The Giants, not the Giants, the Raiders fired Mike Mayock a few hours ago.
Yeah, good. He's a guy's an idiot.
Also, I want you to go back. I want you guys to go back and look eventually at Mike Mayock's three drafts that he did with the Raiders.
The Raiders are just awful at drafting in general, but he was horrendous.
He only drafted players from Clemson, Bama, or OSU.
He like, reached look at a Cleveland lot. Farrell, Alex Leatherwood,
Clemson, Josh Jacobs, and Leatherwood, Bama, Ruggs, Bama, Damon.
At least Renan, Jacobs was a good pick.
Ohio State.
Dude, what was who was Leatherwood taking over?
Leatherwood.
There was another good tackle or player that they should have drafted. Oh, they drafted Leatherwood and then that safety whose name I can't pronounce, Moehrig or something, Merrig, in the second round. People thought they were going to draft both of them in the opposite rounds. It's kind of like Kadarius Toney and Aziz Ojulari. People were like, I had Aziz in the first and Toney in the second.
I had Toney going late first, early second, to be honest. So I wasn't too mad at the spot.
I'm joking.
But no, this
his
game
newest rap song was pretty good.
He had a lot of time to do it.
I feel like a lot of games this weekend, besides Dallas, San Fran, like there's not a whole lot of stories from them. Like they just happened. Like,
there's a lot in that Patriots Buffalo game we can talk about.
Well, seven touchdowns in a row, pretty sweet.
Yes, I know. Seven touchdowns in a row, no punting, no field goals. Yeah,
You did stop them on the kickoff though. They didn't score on that. That counted a possession. So
and then kneel down at the end of the game.
How did Defensive Player of the Year J.C. Jackson do? How many touchdowns did he get burned for? I don't actually know. I'm asking. Whatever, Patriots
fans fucking right. There's just the one Diggs thing. But you know what? Since Bengals Raiders is not much to talk to, let's, as I've been saying all day, and I
Joe Burrow is the GOAT. G E A U X T, the GOAT. And Jamar Chase is also a GOAT.
Actually, I'm just going to fix something for a
remember
second.
Remember when I said they should take Jamar Chase over Penei Sewell? Remember when I said that?
They'd probably be like 4-13 or whatever if they took him.
Yeah,
didn't take Chase.
Exactly.
Sewell though is still a solid right tackle, but Jamar Chase just elevates your level to there. And
you got a number one wide receiver with built-in chemistry with your quarterback for the next 10 years. Can't ask for better than that, especially from a right tackle. Or I guess he would have played left tackle.
They literally have the best young core in the NFL right now. You have Burrow, you have Chase, you have Higgins, you have Mixon.
They got Higgins in the second round, and then first pick in the second round, and then we're able to double up and get Chase the next year. It's insane.
Oh, we'll talk
Higgins had a shit game too until he caught the touchdown at the end. He dropped a lot of passes.
And CJ Uzama as well is he's not like a top tight end, which there was a top tight end in the next game. But CJ Uzama is a reliable tight end, and for a team, that's all you can ask for. If you can get a tight end that you know what can make plays when you need him to.
Yeah, Burrow makes him look really good.
Exactly,
Burrow makes Uzama look pretty good. I wish Thaddeus Moss got a chance. That's all I'm saying.
Is he still with Washington? Or
I think he's with the Bengals now.
Oh.
I think he's on the practice squad.
I remember when I thought he was like a fourth, fifth round talent, and I was just like, no, he's not. No.
Yeah, I was like, I wish, but he's probably not going to go until the seventh. And then he didn't even get drafted.
Yeah. Well, Buffalo versus New England happened. Buffalo obviously laid the hurt, 47-17, seven straight possessions with a touchdown.
It was the most satisfying game ever.
You just something you never thought you would ever see. Something you never – we dreamed. We were like, can they just please blow them out, blow them out? When we say that, we're probably like, just hoping they win by like 10 points.
Yeah, I mean, they should have like, blown them out.
Not make it nervous.
I was expecting a close game. I wasn't expecting anything like that.
It's not Mac Jones. It's Bill Belichick using Mac Jones. So you can never really think they're going to get blown out. They're always going to use him to his strengths and not expose his weaknesses. But the defense just laid an egg.
Our defense was so slow. Like, there were so many pitchers where I think it was – it was either Isaiah McKenzie or Gabriel Davis, like wide open. And there's like no one around him. It's just like they were slow. They're off put. Like, I'll get into the Patriots. And also, I don't know if you know this or not, but Saturday night after the game, I did go on StreamYard and record for like 20 minutes, kind of like
crying like Joe Swanson.
I got to listen to that one.
Not as emotional as that. I don't have an ugly cry.
I mean, what do you even do
By the end of the game, you it sunk in for about an hour and a half.
That's not a game you cry.
No, it sunk in like late in the second quarter. Like when I sent that 20, I know there's a lot of tweeting I had. There was some angry, there was some like there, but around like the end of the second quarter when I tweeted out, 27-3, like it could happen. Like part of me was joking, and that's when I kind of realized, like, you know what? We're not winning this game. I'm watching my boys play again until September, so I'm just going to enjoy it for what it is.
And yeah, it's just a game where you just realize your team's not as good as you thought they were, and you got exposed a little bit. And you just something you can come back from next year, and just got to hope for the offseason.
But something I want to say about the Patriots though is I was disappointed about the game Saturday, but I'm not disappointed as the season as a whole. Considering last year 7-9, this year look, we spent a shitload of money in free agency. I didn't really know what to expect. And the fact that with Mac, we got into the playoffs, I count it as a win in my books, like a season not to be disappointed in. Like, you know, where a lot of teams with quarterbacks kind of struggle.
I didn't have Patriots as a playoff team. I had the Dolphins being better than them, I think. So, yeah, I would definitely be satisfied with the season as a whole. Just to get embarrassed by your rival is never good, even if you have owned them statistically the entire length of their careers.
Yeah.
It's actually not true because the Patriots were ass for a while, but you know what I mean?
Exactly. This is also the Bills' biggest win against New England in Buffalo since 2003, when they beat us, I think it was 31-0 opening day. And with this game though, this basically was like, you know, when there's in a movie scenario where there's a kid that just keeps getting bullied and then eventually the bully gets what's coming to him. That's literally this game. This game was literally 20 years of pent up frustration and anger just getting let up. It's kind of like the boxing cutaway. It's like the boxing cutaway in the deaf people's games and Family Guy.
It's like O'Doyle if O'Doyle was cheating for 20 years. Anybody? Come on, Ramey. You know what I'm talking about.
O'Doyle rules?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now Buffalo should just be good for another, 15 years with Josh? Yeah. So hopefully they just take the East.
I will admit this. They are when it comes to the East, they're the team that's going to run the East. It's just, I have one of two things to say. Is one, how will they adjust if they were to lose, say, like Brian Daboll or Leslie Frazier to a head coach?
They're probably losing Joe Shane. And I don't believe the hype of a GM bringing in the GM bringing in his offensive coordinator to be his head coach. I just don't believe it. I think they're going to interview everyone and get whoever they all decide and do it. I don't think it's going to happen that often.
As long as they have Josh Allen, it won't matter.
But Peters and McDaniel made a good impression in the 49ers game. Not that these games really change anything. Their drafts have been set. Yeah. No player is really going to make a difference now.
Exactly. My only other thing is with this game, and this might be a bit of a hot take, it might sound homerish, it may not. I wouldn't be shocked if the Bills lost on Sunday to Kansas City, because to me, this reminds me of what Michigan did win. When, you know, Michigan finally laid the beat down on Ohio State, but then got their asses kicked by Georgia in the semifinal.
Yeah, when the Yankees beat the Red Sox in 2003 and then lost the World Series, or when the Devils beat the Rangers and then lost in the Stanley Cup.
Exactly. That's why I feel like with the Bills, this was their Super Bowl. I don't know if you guys heard or saw this. They played champions after they won the game.
It's not their Super Bowl. I hate when fans say that.
That's definitely not. You think they care about the Patriots way more than they do. Josh Allen's not going like, that's my Super Bowl. He doesn't give a shit.
The game to the Chiefs is much bigger. No, they want to win a Super Bowl. They haven't won a Super Bowl in ever.
Ever. No, the Bills have never won one.
Yeah, in ever.
Yeah, But no, my thing is, I'm not saying to Josh Allen this is his Super Bowl. I'm saying for the fans.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. I know. They would much rather win a Super Bowl.
Oh, 100%. But you know what I mean, though? If they lose on Sunday,
I just, I don't know. I just hate that expression.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, is that if they lose on Sunday, they'll probably still be like, okay, we didn't win a Super Bowl. That sucks. But at the same time, too, they kicked New England's ass, which they'll hold. They'll probably hold against the Patriots for a very long time.
Well, yeah. Once you're out, you're like, that's, you only go to the next biggest thing you have. But I think no one would be like, they would take a playoff run that goes to a Super Bowl that didn't even, that had New England not even in it, then this game, and then lose. So I just don't like this saying. But I have a stat for you, Griff. I don't know if you know this, but I wanted to read it out loud for you. 71% of the world is covered by water. The other 29% is covered by mica hide.
I can't argue this. I can't argue that. He had them.
That's never been used before.
No, but it's funny. It's such a, that was such a great interception.
Can I tell you the biggest thing that pissed me off the most about that game on Saturday?
Giving up 7 straight touchdowns?
Was no, the fact that I bet Diggs to score a touchdown. He's the only Bills weapon that didn't get a touchdown.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's that was funny. The biggest piss off.
7 touchdowns, none to the best player.
Yeah, none to the player that I put my money on. Like, I had, well, actually, had Danny telling me basically about Gabe Davis and then also to Dawson Knox. I'm also going to say this, too. That's the first touchdown. It was cool, but I don't think it was, like, anything, like, you know, like, the interception. Like, if you're comparing, say, like, the interception to the first touchdown, I think it was just him. Josh Allen was throwing away the ball, but Knox had a chance to catch, and he came down with it. I don't think
that was, I can't that was believe cool. that was even
that was an amazing play. Yeah.
Josh Allen had no idea that he caught the ball, and he didn't know it was a touchdown because his teammates were didn't tell him. He didn't, like, see until he saw the replay on the big screen. He didn't.
What is it? What does he think? Was that third down?
The place was going nuts.
Because, like, then what does he think happens when the whole offense goes to the sideline? Did they just give us 6 points?
He was asking, like, what happened? He didn't understand what the hell happened. He didn't know if he threw an interception. He had no idea what was going on.
He didn't bother to look at the scoreboard.
He didn't hear the crowd, didn't see the his old teammates going to the end zone to celebrate.
He was confused, and no one would tell him what happened.
Yeah, I just, how do you be confused with that? There's one scenario where that happens. There were the fans go nuts, and the team rushes to the guy in the end zone with the ball.
I could see him being confused for a minute and be like, wait, what? Huh? Oh, yeah, we scored. But him sitting on the bench going, what am I doing here?
Yeah, why am I second down?
Well, Josh, we're putting in the backup. Sorry.
Yep.
You threw an interception.
Trubisky already?
Hey, he likes to kiss titties, okay? Have you ever seen that tweet, Ramey?
No.
Ramey's seen the Carson Wentz wormhole one.
That's a good one. Carson, I don't know. I forgot about the titties one, but yeah, I like being wormholed is great.
He's no John Moxley titty master.
I like being wormholed.
I had no idea. I actually had no idea about the Carson Wentz one, but every time I think of Mitch Trubisky, I just think of that one. I love to kiss titties.
Oh, that was almost – oh, my God, that was horrendous.
That was amazing.
He just tried to save a safety and ended up giving up 6. Oof. Hey, did the Rock bet on the Cardinals? Jesus Christ.
I bet on the Cardinals.
Yeah, I know you did.
I had no doubt that the Rams were winning this game by a lot.
Cliff Kingsbury looks like he's going to kill himself.
Hey, should he? Has that – I don't know. I was going to say he shouldn't. He has that sweet house. Yeah,
wait till you see the replay.
Sometimes giving up the shitty play is worse than is a better option than giving up the fucking, like, just take the safety.
Okay,
that's a good play, though, by Long Jr.
Yeah,
he had to extend him like that.
Or throw, you get, because he had no, he couldn't even throw that out of bounds or anything. He
he had to take the safety.
Yeah. The only other thing I'm going to say about New England, I want to see where you guys get the gauge at, is I'll be more disappointed if, in a couple of years, if the Jets happen to get better, if the Jets slowly start.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Miami, I was, but then they decided to do something really stupid and fire Brian Flores.
Like, now they're screwed. They were going to be a good team, but now they're garbage.
When Dolphins
get an offensive mind down there. To
you
make
guys
Tua
looking
good
at Peyton and Eli, freaking out.
Eli is so cute.
Yeah,
he really is hot.
He's cute. He's really cute though.
That's my only thing. I feel like with the Patriots, too, I'm not looking at this. And also, the other thing, too, is we're in the second year of a rebuild. So I'm not looking at it as – I'm looking at it as the future is bright. Not in the sense of we're going to be winning Super Bowls, but in the sense of we can be a competitive football team.
That means you didn't see Colin Cowherd today. He thinks the Patriots should trade Mac Jones. God. He thinks Bill should just get rid of Mac Jones, trade him. He's never going to be in the tier of Josh.
There's
Allen
no one worse than the Boston media. The Boston media is already on the fire Belichick spree.
That's probably true, but like, who are you going to trade him for?
Yeah, if Bill doesn't want him, no coach is going to be like, yeah, I want that guy.
Makes
if
no
Bill
sense.
Can't win with him, no one can win with him.
Coward's a moron.
But, oh, fuck. Nope, just went right out
of my head. Somebody pull up the Skip Bayless tweets. Didn't he call the game in like the third quarter or something? He talked shit about Dak or something.
He said the Cowboys are going to lose.
Yeah, I saw a tweet. I don't know what when it came in.
It was early in the game too.
Skip would be the one to say like down seven to say the Cowboys would win.
The best Skip tweet, in my opinion, still is the one from Thanksgiving he reposted yesterday where he's not even saying anything. It's just super creepy. He's just, like, breathing, and he's just making, like, these weird faces.
I try to avoid it. Didn't he tweet something from, like, thought it was in his burner account and then tweeted it from his own account? He's just a moron. Him and Coward should just, like, blow each other's brains out.
See, that's why I feel like I should start making dumb takes on here, because I feel like if I start saying
stupid
things.
What do you mean start? Been doing it for years, Griff.
I thought this was like episode 100 and something.
Yeah,
146, babe. But no, I'm saying if I continue to say takes. Not dumb, but like asinine takes, I'm gonna eventually get take off.
No,
it's like
that's
if you want to be. If you want to be the next Wee Hoopin, then you should go for it.
Oh my god, I hate that kid so much.
This comment says Patriots lost. No, we didn't.
This says the Ravens didn't make the playoffs. What are you talking about?
He gets people so angry, but he's getting.
What he gets me so, he does he it. Literally on, has made me want to see the fake. Entire Ravens franchise burn to the ground.
He'll do like a list of all time top like players, and he'll be like top Raven ever, Lamar Jackson. It's like his rookie year or some shit. Yeah. Like, what are you doing, dude? Yeah. You're
such his an rookie idiot. Year, he was awful. Yeah.
He does it on purpose.
Yeah. Micah Hyde is. Micah Hyde, I'm going to say one thing about him too. A lot, because you know how we obviously got, him who got all pro on Friday. But then there was a lot of Bills fans going, like, yo, best safety of all time. And everyone's literally just coming in the mentions and be like, have you ever heard of Ed Reed?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember what I wanted to say. You said it's going to be year two of the rebuilder. This is year two.
No, this was year two. Yeah. 2020, but it's we like, tore everything down. 2021.
Yeah, I'm saying you spent all that money now, and I don't think you guys are going to spend that much this year. So what's going to be besides the couple draft picks you have, which aren't great draft picks, but not terrible draft picks. Not much is going to change next year. I don't know who you're losing either, but I can't see them spending big money again.
No, we have about, I think, $27 million in cap room. I can't see us going cuckoo again. I think they're just going to fill holes. I think they're just going to, like, figure out what they need to get done, and then that's what's going to get done, I think.
Is that enough to bring you guys to the next level, though?
No, I still look at 2023 or 2024 before I can see next level. I still think next year, I'll already admit this, it wouldn't shock – like, because you know how Miami in 2020 finished 10-6, and then the next this year they finished 9-8? If we were to, you know, finish at 10-7 again or 9-8 again, it wouldn't shock me.
If you guys miss the playoffs next year, and I don't know what the situation would be, but if some reason you had a chance to pick one of the good quarterbacks, would you do it?
It'd have to depend on how much we missed by, but I don't think we would ever trade up in that position, especially when it would be only going into max third year.
Oh,
if we were in the position where, you know, Cleveland is right now, Baker, or you guys with Daniel Jones, then I could see it. So if it was like 2024 and the math experiment wasn't working out, then I would lean towards yes. But 2023, no. I'm looking at, you know, that would be 2024. But next year,
I want to hear Raymond's reaction after this.
Well, we just missed one of the like most insane catches ever.
Oh, that something happened in the game?
It caught it back again. That was insane.
It bounced off the Cardinals
that.
Receiver into the hands of the Ram receiver and then into the hands of the Cardinals.
Holy shit.
And he caught it.
Matt and I were watching it as Griff was talking.
I thought you were reacting to Griff. I was like,
I was just waiting for Griff to stop talking, because that play, I've never seen anything like that.
Are you guys going to cut Jonnu Smith?
Yeah, I was just going to ask about that. Did he do anything besides block this year?
Dude, as soon as we signed Henry, I knew Jonnu was going to be the blocking tight end. I always said that Hunter Henry's going to be the catching tight end. Jonnu Smith's going to be the blocking tight end.
I mean, they could both be the catching tight ends, because they can both catch.
He was good on the Titans. He fucked a lot of fantasy teams, I'm sure.
A lot, dude, you know how many people in the fantasy community were so high on Jonnu Smith? Like, it was like fantasy football.
He's
Twitter
a good red
is,
zone
like,
target.
World. He is. But my biggest thing of the Patriots I like for next year is obviously we have a really good running game. We have a really good O line. The main things we need to focus on is just, you know, add maybe a linebacker to figure out what's going to go on in the secondary, and then try to. Wide I would either receiver. Get a wide receiver one. Or add another slot weapon like
Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson, Isaiah McKenzie.
Oh my god.
This game is over. Oh, that's nice.
God.
I don't think Isaiah McKenzie would be a good number one, but I do like Isaiah McKenzie.
He's
Gabriel Davis.
He's a
Gabriel Davis. Oh, for slot? Oh, okay. Gabriel Davis is a stud. He catches, I feel like, a touchdown every game.
Who's a mediocre white receiver they can
How does Cooper Kupp have 5 yards?
Good thing that guy who he did a like 16 parlay or whatever on first or anytime scorers, and he could have won like 27 grand if Kupp scored a touchdown, but he cashed out at 12. So far that's looking like the right choice.
Probably smart either way.
Just be don't safe. The Patriots need to start like preparing for life after Belichick? He's going to be 70.
He said he's not even close to retiring. He's gonna go forever.
He's got to come back to the Giants and be the GM. Even though I wouldn't even want that. He's not that great of a GM. He's a much better coach.
I don't know if you guys follow Bleacher Report betting, but there's a 7-leg parlay someone's got going on right now. It's Kelsey 80 plus yards, Kelsey touchdown, Jamar Chase 70 plus yards, Knox 50 plus yards, Mike Evans 90 plus yards, Dalton Schultz 60 plus yards. If James Conner gets a touchdown, $85 turns into $67,000.
Well, I don't think
they probably cash out. They're not going to run.
No. That's the only thing I'm going to say where I give the Bills credit. Dawson Knox is a top five tight end in the NFL.
That's the only thing you'll give them credit for.
Is he?
I'll give them other things. No, Dawson Knox. Yeah. If I were to
rank tight ends, Josh Allen is great.
Josh Allen is a great quarterback, too. But I'm just saying that, too. Dawson Knox really has come into his own this year.
You got Evan Engram.
Kelsey, Kittle, Waller.
Evan Engram.
Andrews.
Yeah. Kelsey, whoever's on Kittle, the Jets, Waller, Andrews, and then
is Waller even still up there?
If he's healthy, yes, absolutely.
After 2021, just because he was going into the fantasy season next year, I would say no. But it's like I'd say Knox 5, and then I would do Waller, and then Hockenson, and then probably Hunter Henry.
I feel like I would still rather have a Freiermuth.
I feel like Hockenson's probably better if you have Josh Allen as a fucking quarterback.
But much better.
I think that elevates Knox, but fantasy-wise, yeah, for sure.
If you put Hockenson on a great team, like if you put Hockenson, say, on the Rams,
he still had some good games.
I mean, I don't know if he's better than Higbee, and Higbee's not even doing much this year, is he?
No. But you know what I mean, though? I'm saying, like, if you put Hockenson on a legitimately good team,
yeah, maybe. It depends. You just need a quarterback who likes throwing to tight ends.
Exactly.
We could use him.
Yeah, Daniel Jones likes throwing to Evan Engram too much.
Hockenson. When's his deal up?
He's a rookie right now, so he's going into his fourth year. It's like Noah Fant too in Denver, which both of them came out of Iowa.
He's overrated.
He's good. No, he's good though. If he's healthy,
he's vastly overrated though.
For fantasy or for actual football?
More fantasy, but
yeah,
he's not really that.
I really like their second string, Albert O. He's fast as fuck, and he's a tight end.
The Giants can always sign Blake Jarwin. The Cowboys are probably going to cut him.
No thanks.
Do we want to talk about that?
I'd actually rather Caden Smith.
Oh. It was a great. Great blowout. Is Jalen Hurts their quarterback next year? I have no idea.
He shouldn't be.
I don't think it's either him or Gardner.
They might as well try
Malik Willis.
Like, I don't know if
try Malik Willis.
I don't know if Jalen Hurts is good or not.
Yeah, he's three first round picks.
Fantasy wise, he's amazing.
Make Jalen Hurts like a dual threat running
Jalen
back
Hurts
who can kind of throw.
Exactly what Lamar haters say, that he's a running back playing quarterback. Jalen Hurts cannot throw the ball.
Remember when they said Lamar was a wide receiver?
He's got the worst decision making on the face of the earth.
Like I just,
he's awful.
Sometimes he thinks he's Mahomes.
If they played Gardner Minshew yesterday, it actually would have been a game.
I don't think they
wouldn't have won, but it would have been a game.
Gardner Minshew takes like an hour and a half to drive a team down the field,
but he doesn't turn the ball over.
No, but he probably doesn't get a lot of first downs against Tampa yesterday Sunday.
I'm going to talk something about this game quickly. So, do we want to do this, the Eagles fans, where we can say, hey? Here's what wide receiver you guys could have had, but instead you went Jalen Reagor. How you could have had Justin Jefferson, Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, Michael Pittman Jr.
At this point, even with Hurts, it probably wouldn't have mattered. But yeah, you could have had Justin Jefferson. That's the funniest thing ever. Yeah, fucking what's his face? Reagor Zimmer and all the fucking the GM laughing like, oh yeah, put Jefferson on the clock. Let's do this.
Reagor is a walking meme at this point. He drops every big pass he needs to. He dropped that one against the Giants this year to lose the game.
Yeah.
Henry Ruggs had more receiving yards than Jalen Reagor, and he didn't play after week 8.
This year?
Really
God. Henry Ruggs also got picked like second in that draft, didn't he?
He was the first wide
or
receiver
first,
taken
it was
at
first.
12. Yeah, it was
yeah him, the Raiders always Judy take the wrong wide receiver.
It's so dumb. Yeah, like Judy was the clear number one, everyone thought.
Fucking Darius Hayward Bay.
I told people before the draft the top two were Jefferson and Lamb. I think it's looking like that.
I think a lot of people not criticize the Cowboys, but I think they questioned them at the time with CeeDee Lamb, but then they figured.
Well, he fell to them, didn't they?
He fell to them, but at the same time, too, the Cowboys could have filled other positions, but they knew at the time that CeeDee Lamb was the best player in that position. So that's why they took him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the draft enough.
And the famous, you know what also happened on that night? Remember, the girl had his phone in his hands. He just steals the phone right out of the girl's hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I have to say, that's one of the best drafts, not for who was taken, but just for overall pure enjoyment, because that was at a time where we were all missing sports.
Yeah, that was a fun draft.
The Cowboys drafted him that year. He obviously fell to them, but them taking him.
Who could they have taken instead?
They took the best player. Jerry usually does that.
They could have used a second wide receiver.
Well, now they need him because they're going to lose Gallup because he tore his ACL as a free agent. They might cut Cooper because
they're cutting Cooper.
They're
cutting Cooper.
Why would they cut Cooper?
They should cut Cooper and Zeke.
Yeah, but they're not going to be good next year if they cut Cooper. CeeDee Lamb and Cedric Wilson.
Draft another receiver. Cedric Wilson's a good three. So draft a receiver.
You're getting so many receivers.
Alex, I forgot Dalton Schultz. I think Cooper's just going to be more of a cap casualty than anything else.
Then why trade for him?
I
had him for 4 years.
That was already like 10 years ago.
I know, but they didn't win anything. They literally won nothing with him.
He's been worth the first, but his value at the time was not a first round pick.
No, but he's
been worth the first.
Yeah, that's why I would just keep him. He's still good.
I don't think they're going to draft someone.
They're not going to draft someone better as soon as he got signed to that big money deal. Same with Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott should be getting cut too because Tony Pollard should be the starter.
You do realize Tony Pollard makes only $960,000.
You can use two quarterbacks, or you can use two running backs. You know,
but if he's making,
you can use them at the same time.
Elliott should get cut for just making that much money.
You guys are going to be so much worse, though. Are you guys in cap hell? Are you guys in cap hell?
They're never in cap hell.
So why?
They have.
You're getting rid of your two of your biggest weapons.
Well, when they draft all the players, they have to pay them. Free agents, maybe they have to cut.
They don't have a top five pick. The first round is not going to make that much.
They're literally never in. It makes no sense. They signed Dak to a fucking $8 billion, and they have more cap space than anyone else.
I just don't think cutting them solves any problems.
Dallas is close to not.
Who are you going to spend money on then?
Dallas, Green Bay, and the Saints are in the bottom three.
Nate Solder, you got to fix that line. Could you imagine if they signed Nate Solder?
They can easily still win with the line they have.
If the Cowboys sign Nate Solder, you have to buy his jersey.
He'll become an all-pro.
Cowboys are negative.
He better retire. How can he look at himself in the mirror every day if he doesn't retire?
Over the cap.
I can't wait for the day he gets cut and fucking.
How much money do they have, Griff?
They're $21 million over the cap.
The hell?
Starting next year?
Yeah.
Well, the number should adjust because the cap's going from, I think, this year was either at 192 or 198, but it's going up to, I think, 208.
It's going up like 40 million, isn't it?
Because of the TV contracts that are kicking in. That's
Why even have a salary cap if you can circumvent it so easily? Let me restructure your deal, unless you're an idiot. So like
players
Tyreek
don't
Hill.
Just get insane money for the amount
Patrick
of years.
Patrick Mahomes got $500 million, and they're like not in cap hell because they can restructure it every fucking year.
Well, can you explain to me how the Giants are in such a bad cap situation when their team is awful?
Because they signed a bunch of people.
Yeah, we signed.
Nate Solder's making a shit ton. Yeah, we couldn't sign a guy at the end of the year. We played with 52 guys because we couldn't afford the minimum. We didn't have enough.
Yeah,
they restructure guys every week.
They paid a ton of guys in the offseason and they didn't perform. So,
Dory Jackson performed. He was amazing when he was healthy.
Biggest thing with this game I'm going to take away, though, is that I think if the seventh seed were the Saints, I feel like this would have been a much better game.
With Taysom Hill, probably not. I think
the Saints. I think it's hard though. So it would have been.
That's true.
They beat him four
true.
Times the last 2 years.
That's true. Four I forgot
last
it was
five
Denver's
times
Tampa.
They played.
But yeah, that would have been
absolutely
much better game.
Lost yesterday too.
Oh, the Saints I think would have lost, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I would have taken that game.
They should have won because
I enjoyed watching Philly lose and get a worse draft.
This is why there shouldn't be added playoff teams. Philadelphia is the perfect example.
No, no. It's still fun.
Oh, and
I like
the
one. Get more games in there. Yeah. Seven's not that much.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say one thing with the Eagles in their draft this year. Ramey, I don't know how what your hockey knowledge is, but Matt and Alex,
he's good at saying names.
He had the sweetest hockey. He had like the best lineup ever for fantasy hockey and was like 1-20.
Dustin, yeah, I went like 1-19. I had like the best team and went 1-19.
That might be the best GoPod drop ever. Dustin by Fuglin.
By Fuglin. Whoa.
So Matt and Alex, do you remember the 2015 draft where the Bruins had three picks and they fucked them all obviously. Up?
I know. 2015 NHL draft. Yeah.
Especially the Bruins picks.
That was the.
That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting
at. I don't remember them.
That's the thing. So I'm saying the Eagles, I think they have to hit on every single draft pick that they have to hope that all.
I mean, they are ahead of schedule. Imagine if they had like a
wait. Real what was the point that the Bruins that there were three bums? Nobody knows who they are.
Well, when they could have had some of the players who were, because if you go back and look, I want you guys to go back and look at that. I'm looking up for you guys right now because the 2015 draft class is going to be one of the best of all time.
Is that the McDavid? Whose draft was that?
McDavid? That was 2016's McDavid. Yeah,
I remember. What was the Royal Rumble we went to 2015? And I was like, "Who's the big prospect?" And I remember Keith was like McDavid. I was like, "Okay, yeah. I don't know what that is."
McDavid, Eichel, Strom, Marner, Hanifin, Pavel Zacha, Ivan Proparov, Zach.
Yeah, you had to throw that one in there.
That was the Bruins. I know my friends.
The Devils missed out on fucking McDavid and Matthews.
We didn't suck enough though. That's the top 10 alone. But so the Bruins that drafted here, they drafted the three following players. Jakub Zboril, Jake DeBrusk, and Zachary Shen. I can't even say that name.
DeBrusk's like, the only one I've ever heard.
Yeah, and I don't even think he's good anymore.
No, but here's the thing, though. Do you want to know what the next three picks were after that?
What picks were they that they had?
13, 14, and 15. They had literally
How did they have three picks in a row? What the hell?
That's
did they
traded with the Kings. They traded with the Kings and the Flames. But after their three picks.
Oh, they traded up to get them that day?
Well, no, they had their pick, and then they traded with LA and Calgary. But after their three picks, where they screwed up, the next three players to go are Matt Barzal, Connor, and Thomas.
Oh, Chabot. That's who it was, Barzal. Yeah,
who was it? Your microphone cut out.
Matt Barzal, Thomas Chabot, and Kyle Connor.
Yeah, they could have Barzal. That's what they always bring up.
Well, what are the Eagles picking now that they made the playoffs? What do they have like?
Like 11, 15, and 19 or something.
Remember when it was like Giants, Giants, Jets, Jets, Eagles, Eagles?
Eagles? Yeah. It was like 2-2-3.
Yeah, hopefully they screw it up like they usually do.
Eagles have 15, 16, and 19.
It's not even that. They can get a lot of solid players, but
Giants
they're not
have
getting,
what, 5-7?
5-7.
They could easily get Malik Willis or any of those
Jets
guys.
And the Jets have 4-10.
I wouldn't be mad if the Giants took Willis in the second round. Just
what if the Eagles give two of those three picks to the Seahawks and get Russell Wilson?
What do you want? Does he want to go there?
Then the Eagles will probably be very good and win the division next year because Dallas is clearly getting worse with their cutting their best players.
Dallas is still going to win the division, though.
Unless the Eagles get Russell Wilson.
Yeah, unless the Eagles get a quarterback or the Giants trade for Deshaun Watson.
No, hey, Giants with Dabble and Dabble's going to unleash something in Daniel Jones, MVP.
Has he ever been a head coach before? I'm kind of sick of these guys. Never done it. Give me Brian Flores or Jim Harbaugh.
I just somebody think with both experience. Of those are going to create problems with me.
We've already done this
in like
before.
2 years.
We've already done this. I don't.
Letting Mara decide. You're letting the GM decide, and the GM's hopefully smarter because we're bringing somebody in from good organizations.
I mean,
so you got to just trust with what they
if
do.
If Flores says he would coach the Giants, and that's not who they,
I
pick,
think most GMs are going to interview everyone and pick the best candidate.
Yeah, but Brian Dabble was at Alabama with Nick Saban. They're not going to go down that route again.
Yeah, and he was with
every coach has probably been at Alabama.
And he was with New England with Belichick. Do you think Mara's going to be like, oh, God, another guy that...
No, I don't think any person with a brain would think that means anything.
Well, it's Mara we're talking about.
That's like, Griff, we had this discussion a long time ago when Burrow was going number one. It's like people say, oh, Bama quarterbacks, don't ever pick them. It's like... Yeah, but sometimes they get the guy, and like Bryce Young, it's like, you draft Bryce Young.
Believe
like
me,
Joe Burrow is like, no, was it you who said that? I didn't remember who said it.
I was the one who was, because I'll be honest with you.
Who knows what Tua even is? But even if Tua is garbage, I would still take Bryce Young.
Are you familiar with the work of David Blow?
Thanks, Don.
Yes, I am.
But Burrow, it's like Burrow and LSU never had a good quarterback in the NFL.
I remember I looked at that. It was like Charlie Weiss, Zach Mettenberger. There's a few other ones.
Matt Flynn.
Yeah, I was always weary of Bama quarterbacks just because I feel like they were carried by, you know, in a way, how like Patriots
a lot of times they are.
Like that's the thing I'm saying. So it's carried. Like a, carried by Saban, carried by Belichick. That's why I was always worried about Mac Jones coming out. But then Mac was announced to the Patriots, and all of those thoughts immediately just left my mind because look, he was drafted by us and I wanted him to succeed. Now I really like the kid. So yeah. I can't say anything bad or do anything bad against him. So, you know,
a lot of teams that I don't think a good college or an SEC college quarterback has won a Super Bowl like at any point recently. So there is like some stats to back it up, but like you got to take the chance if you think that guy is the next superstar. If that's what your scouts and that's what your team's telling you, you have to take him.
That's
you
why can't took Daniel Jones.
Yeah, you can't just be like, oh, he went to Alabama and they never perform in the NFL. Can't take him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you got to look at everyone as individuals. You can't, like, it shouldn't matter. Daniel Jones, we took him because we love taking ACC quarterback players with LT and Hakeem Nicks from UNC.
Could have had Josh Allen.
But we would have taken Sam Darnold.
Defensive Josh Allen.
If you could redo that draft, you'll
and
probably
we could have had fucking Josh Allen and Daniel Jones.
Yeah, that's what everyone was saying before I even.
And we honestly might have been able to get Dexter Lawrence in the third pick too. I'm not sure, but he's a defensive tackle, so not a lot of teams take those. So we could have had. Which Dexter Lawrence is not even good anymore. He does nothing. He's not he doesn't do anything good or bad. We're literal zero.
If you could go back to 2018 though, would you take Josh
anyone but
Quentin Nelson?
I would take Quentin Nelson because we probably would take
Saquon. If you know what Josh Allen's going to be, you take.
I don't think we would have been good with Josh Allen though because our line would have been awful still for years.
He was also not good his first year. I remember watching him.
No, he wasn't.
No one knew this guy was going to be this good.
He wasn't good in college.
They said he was a project.
He had the highest ceiling.
Yeah, he said he had a high ceiling and it was a project. And his first year, it was like, wow, this is going to take a while. And then all of a sudden, he's amazing.
Same with Lamar, though. First year, awful. Second year, great.
But it was holy shit.
Yeah, but I would still take Quentin Nelson. And he's just like a Hall of Famer immediately. And like, I don't know. He's just the best guard in football.
It's all good. Well, do we want to talk about this game right here? Do we have anything to say?
Fuck off, Ben Roethlisberger.
Kansas City shouldn't have fucking had it so close in the beginning. Made me nervous.
I just hate the Chiefs fans over there. Where you're going, you know what? This is better than a bye week. We get a chance to play all this stuff.
It's
like
much
that.
Better than a bye week. They got to walk through practice. Like, that's so much better than a bye week.
Jackson Mahomes got to practice his dance skills for the Bills.
And this is what I will say to that point before where we're saying that Burrow shouldn't have rested. The whole thing is he was injured, so obviously he has to rest.
Yeah.
But I would much rather be the 2 seed and not have the bye and have to play one road game than take the bye week. And especially for some teams, like the Chiefs can easily take a bye week and be fine. They're the team they can fit for it. The Bills, I think after this year, will be that team. They've done it now. They've won a playoff game at least and probably I don't know. They're going to play Kansas City, so I don't know if they're going to win anymore. But I think Tennessee is like the worst suited team to take a bye week based on like the talent they have. But they really did need Derrick Henry to rest. But they're the worst team to like come in cold off a bye week. Like I can see a team that just won a playoff game. Just
that's like the least intimidating one seed ever.
It really is. They're the Utah Jazz of the NFL.
That's a really good. That's a good comparison.
Yeah, you shit on the Utah Jazz every year. They're the one seed. You're like, does anyone take them seriously? Is this the worst one seed of all time? It'll be like Raymond. They won like 100 games.
I think the Bengals are going to beat the Titans.
So do I. I think most people do.
They should
watch the Titans just win like 45-0.
Well, Ryan Tannehill's not good.
No, but Derrick Henry's the best running back in the league.
Coming off an injury, is he even playing?
Yeah, he's got to play.
But I'll tell you this, I like Bengals +3.5. I know tonight I am eating crow for my Cardinals
+3.5.
Fuck 3.5. If they're gonna win, they're gonna come in 3.5, they're gonna win the game. You should bet them. You should bet them money line. Make some money.
I think I will. And then
the Chiefs are only 2.5-point favorites.
Well, did you see the game against New England?
The Bills kicked the shit out of them last time too. Didn't they win handily last time?
I think the Chiefs were not that team anymore.
38-20, Matt.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be. I think the
Bills I just can't
win.
See the Bills winning. They gave every, they have everything left in Buffalo. I don't know what they're going to bring to Kansas City.
That's what I meant more by my takes earlier.
That
I
was their Super Bowl, Alex.
No, that's not what that means, though. That means, like, they enjoyed it more. Like when you say that,
they left everything out on that
but,
field.
But like that's what I was trying to go but for. They would've, but they would have done that on against any team, not just because it was New England.
The Patriots. Know, game
they just played a perfect game. They just played a perfect game is all I meant. So like I can't see them doing that again and being even close to that.
They don't have
and to. That's what can't. The Chiefs and that's what the Chiefs are at a consistent level.
Kansas City good. Makes more mistakes this year. I think it'll be close.
So a couple of things to point out from the last game. Josh Allen went 15 for 26 with 315 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, a QBR of 139. And in that same game, Dawson Knox had 3 receptions for 117 yards on 39 was his average.
15 completions over 300 yards. That's some great defense.
Wow. Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes threw 2 interceptions in that game. So that's just something to point out.
And I think Mahomes was the leading rusher for the Chiefs too that game.
I am going to go back and look at that right now, actually.
No, McKinnon went off.
Against the Bills?
Oh, you're talking about the Bills. Oh, that was the Bills game.
Yeah, I was like,
Jerick McKinnon.
No idea. Jerick McKinnon wasn't there.
He's
going to be a starting running back next year.
Oh yeah,
they should trade Clyde to the Brown to the Bengals.
Williams is better than
even though they have Mixon. Use Clyde as a backup with Burrow. Make him happy.
Both. So Ramey, in that game, in the first game back in October, Patrick Mahomes 8 rushing yards, 8 rushes, 61 yards. Excuse me, was the top for Kansas City. The top for Buffalo was Josh Allen, 11 rushing attempts, 59 yards. Average for Josh Allen is 5.4. This longest being 22 yards. And he also had a rushing touchdown in that game. And then for Patrick Mahomes, 7.6 was his average, 23, and he had a fumble in that game too. So,
Griff, what was your preseason Super Bowl?
I want to say Packers Browns.
Ooh,
I was on the Browns train. I actually have an updated one that I want to give.
Yeah, I was going to see what your predictions for going forward is. All of ours are still alive, I believe. I already forgot him, even though I just asked about him.
Chiefs Bucks.
I thought Ramey had the Packers. What did he have? Packers Browns.
I thought we all had the Chiefs.
I have Chiefs.
I have Bills. Chiefs, Bills Bucks.
I can't see the Bucks doing it.
There's a sick part of me. There's a part of me that just wants to see that. I really want to
Bills,
see that
Bucks
for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine the Bills get so
Bills
close,
can go. Bills can then, go through Tom and Tom New beats England.
Okay, that would suck more, but you know what I mean, though. I was saying that last year, like if the Bills had beaten Kansas City last year and it was Bills and Bucks in the Super Bowl, and I was saying Bills have this dream season, and then Tom Brady just like snatches it out of their hands.
Yeah,
my new one's gonna sound kind of crazy.
Let me guess, Bengals.
No.
Oh, okay.
Titans Niners.
Yeah,
that would be the worst Super Bowl ever.
Yeah, Titans make it, I'll kiss your face.
The reason why I say Niners is just because I feel like
Niners have a fine chance of making it, I think. They can easily beat the Packers.
You're overstating momentum. I think the Packers probably beat the shit out of them.
No, I just think it's matchup. They got destroyed last time.
Garoppolo's hurt again.
I think Trey Lance probably is a bigger threat because he can run. They can't stop the run in Green Bay. Remember last time? Like 200 yards for Raheem Mostert. They didn't really get better at that either.
But my big thing too with them is how is Nick Bosa and like Fred Warner going to be?
Yeah, if Nick Bosa and Fred Warner are back, I think it's a really close game.
Yeah, like I just think Niners are that team that, you know what, they're getting hot at the right time. Like they're a team that they're very unpredictable.
Yeah, I want to say they're hot, but they tried to lose that game so
Dallas
hard.
Literally had a
Debo Samuel is hot. That's it. And not Jarek McKinnon.
Yeah,
Debo Samuel and Elijah Mitchell are pretty hot.
Yeah, George Kittle was quiet yesterday.
One he got locked up.
Yeah.
Remember when the Giants shut him down or shut down Travis Kelce? That was a good time.
He had him and Kittle had like very off years with like they just do nothing for like 3, 4, 5 games.
Some teams are just good at game planning for them, and then that leaves Tyreek Hill open for 800 yards. He can't shut them all down. That's why the Chiefs are insane. And the Bills
it seemed like everyone had a down year. Diggs was much down after last
year. It's gotta be COVID as well.
But Cooper Kupp out of nowhere.
These are still COVID years and fucks everything up.
Jonathan Taylor.
Not for, yeah.
Jonathan Taylor should come in second for MVP, and Cooper Kupp should win it.
I think Rodgers is going to end up getting it just because they always give it to a quarterback.
I know, it's such bullshit. I think Cooper Kupp did way more for his team than Rodgers did.
Oh, Kupp's winning.
I mean, just kidding. You can't. You can't. Yeah, he should. You can't. You can't really compare him because without Rodgers, Love is pretty mediocre.
Before I was gonna actually do ask some thoughts on the Giants, but before that, we'll just go quick awards because look, Alex, I know I was on one player for Offensive Rookie of the Year, but a few weeks ago I just said I couldn't anymore. I gave it's Chase. It's Chase.
Yeah, it's just it wasn't close then. It's not close now. It's Jamar Chase.
Yeah, if
I don't know why I didn't pick him. I picked Kyle Pitts in the beginning of the year, and
he had a lot of like stinker games too. But when he went off, he fucking went off.
When he went, he got 100 yards, he would get like 160, 170.
I think he had two 200 plus games and like three 100 plus games, and then a couple under like 20. He had a bad game the second to last game, or the last game when Burrow wasn't there, obviously.
He balled out against the Chiefs though.
But yeah, he had some down games, especially in the beginning of the season.
That's the game where
the big games he balled out.
Yeah, I think he balled out two games against the Ravens.
Yeah, he balled out against the Ravens at least once. Davis Mills Stan Club.
Davis Mills is better than going to be better than Mac Jones. Let's hope that happens.
I think right now he might be already better. He might have more abilities. Mac Jones's best throw ever got intercepted by Michael Hyde. That was Micah Hyde.
Who's Michael Hyde?
He's a backup.
His twin brother.
Twin brother?
I wanted to ask you guys about, though, because obviously Defensive Player of the Year is pretty...
Aziz Ojulari. Oh. Is who?
Coach of the Brady. Year is the one that I wanted to go with.
Say Brady?
I didn't say anything.
You said Defensive Player of the Year is, and then I heard Brady.
I was going to say Defensive Rookie of the Year we could say, but it's kind of obvious. I think everyone's Parsons. And then Defensive Player of the Year we'll get into, but the one I really want to get into, because I feel like a lot of people are torn with this one, is Coach of the Year.
Well, I mean, Alex, you want to go over your preseason picks?
Well, Joe Judge should have won it, but he got fired. Well, if the Giants made the playoffs like I predicted, he probably would have won it.
Had the Giants winning a playoff game.
Well, yeah, because they were playing the Seahawks, the only team I think the Giants could have beaten in the playoffs.
Oh, God.
But the Seahawks let me down as well. If the Giants made the playoffs, you're telling me Joe Judge wouldn't have won Coach of the Year?
No, probably not.
If they made the playoffs being like 8-9 and winning the division, not a chance at all.
They wouldn't have been 8-9. They probably would have been like 10-6, 10-7.
Nobody had like a 14-3 season.
There weren't good coaches this year.
Like, the Packers were amazing, but is it like
who? It could be Bill. Honestly, it could be Bill.
But the Packers lost so many players to injury, though. Too, they lost a lot of key players. So
I think Vrabel's. I think it's gonna be Vrabel.
Ramey says he should get fired every game.
He should have been fired.
I don't think he's really a good coach.
To be honest, it doesn't matter. He's winning games. Ramey says he should be fired for.
Mike McCarthy won 12 fucking games, and he's
and he didn't deserve to be fired after those games. Yes, he deserved to be fired after that game.
He deserves to be fired.
No,
wasn't there a fire Vrabel like after a play, and then the Titans ended up winning the game anyway?
Yes,
a bunch of times. Yeah,
fire Vrabel.
I think it's like in the first quarter.
Vrabel, Belichick, and LaFleur are probably your finalists.
LaFleur is pretty dope.
LaFleur's like I think he's gone like 39-9 through his first. Like, he was 13-3, 14-3.
He's like fucking Steve. He's like Steve Curry, inherited a fucking amazing team already. I don't know Steve Kerr.
You said Steve Curry.
I don't think I did, actually.
And you wouldn't admit it if you know you did.
I mean, I definitely.
We'll have to review the tape. 117, like 116 and 90 something seconds. 60 something seconds.
Everyone talks.
50 something seconds. I'm an idiot.
Like, Steve Kerr inherited a fucking amazing team, so of course he's winning.
Jackson. Like,
I don't know if Matt LaFleur is even a good coach.
There's two certain
Aaron Rodgers wants to leave.
There's two certain things. Is Mark Jackson would have won a championship with that same team.
Maybe.
And Buck Showalter would have won with the Yankees.
Maybe.
And now he's with the Mets.
Yeah, right. Just like that. Some 30 years later.
Yeah. But no, I just think just the fact that he won the one seed and everything like that, but at the same time, too, you could argue it at, like, that's my reasoning for it. I think Zach Taylor could also get it as well just because of how.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
Where Cincinnati's gone.
I see Bailey tweeting all the time how much he sucks as a coach.
So yeah, and every time he does that, they win. It's the same thing Ramey does.
Yeah, but Mike McCarthy is a shitty coach.
They won some, the Bengals lost some pretty awful games that they should not have lost. So yeah, you could probably not give it to them.
They were the best team. They were the best team in the AFC for like a week, and then they lost to somebody shitty.
What about could it be Salah? Rob Salah?
What about fucking that idiot Sirianni? They got into the playoffs.
No chance.
Dude, Matt Nagy, if they won,
he didn't know to say so. Dude, he didn't know how to run the ball for like 8 weeks.
And then he said that stupid sunflower thing. Did you guys know he was showing Rocky clips the night before the game?
So funny.
Dude, that's a college coach mentality.
That's also just coaching. That's also just like so like cliche and just like the players have to be like, oh my god, like seriously, like Philadelphia Rocky, like you're such a joke.
Wait, who was Joe Judge telling stupid stories? Because I remember McAdoo told the fucking
McAdoo told
masturbating
the sex
bear
lion.
Or something.
Yeah, the sex crave lion.
Ramey,
Google Ben McAdoo sex crave lion. I want to remember the bear had a name or the lion had a name.
Joe Judge only tried to. I want to get clarification. Did Joe Judge swing at Mark Colombo? Because I'm pretty sure it was the opposite way around. Mark Colombo took the first swing at Judge.
They got into a fight together. Mark Colombo sucked at his job. He was ruining Andrew Thomas. And Dave DeGuglielmo basically talked to Judge and told him to stop having him do the hand stuff. I don't know. Bobby Skinner talks about this really well. He's an offensive line guy. But he said he had him doing stuff with his hands and that like third, fourth, fifth year guys try to learn. And DeGuglielmo, who ended up coming in and getting the job, basically was just like, just you change his foot. And then he was like amazing every week after that.
Yeah, Colombo was
amazing this year.
Job.
And then Mark Colombo.
Ramey defended him, though, because he's a former Cowboy.
And also, DeGuglielmo is also a former Patriot.
Yeah, nobody liked him either. Like, he was kind of a tough, like, hard ass.
Well, I mean, he was with the Patriots until that AFC Championship game where Denver just fucking pummeled Tom Brady all day.
Can we talk about something for a second? Sure. When Joe Judge said in that 11-minute rant that probably helped him get fired, he talked about almost getting fired by in the Patriots when they won the Super Bowl that year halfway through, and everyone was like, they were 8-2, and I can't believe people thought he would get fired. He thought he would get fired. What an idiot. He's lying straight to everyone's face. Preseason, he went on Sean McVay's podcast, said that exact same story. Think he's making it up then? The special teams had messed up a bunch of times, and they still won games, but his job was on the line. People are just so dumb and react to everything. Like, it's fact. It's just frustrating.
So then with Joe Judge, though, I know we were talking about it earlier, but I don't want to know who you'd want. I want more or less, not like more of an obvious pick, someone who you think they'll hire. Not like, you know, a dream thing. Like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, it's gonna be Brian Flores and this. Like,
yeah. I can only say GM because they have to do the GM first before and then get the head coach. So but then, it's Joe Shane, number one. And then number two is either Ortiz from Baltimore.
Yeah, I was about to say, the guy Peter Acosta.
Peters from the 49ers. And Poles is a dark horse from the Chiefs, who I really like because he's a former offensive lineman. And he drafted Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith. Thank you,
David Gettleman.
Dave Gettleman is the worst GM in the history of football. That is a fact.
Look, I know you guys are mad about
makes Bill retirement. O'Brien look good.
I know you guys are mad about his retirement, but I think it was just them trying. I think it was either saying, "Dave, say you're retiring, or we're going to fire you." So it's just more or less they're letting
part of it. Might
That doesn't like, obviously yeah, that's what they're doing.
They shouldn't have given him the opportunity to.
But that's what they're doing because Mayer is an idiot. Doesn't care. He likes Dave. He wants him to go out. But a normal person.
I will say Dave is pretty respected around the league somehow. I don't know, but I will say the only positive is a new GM can kind of see it and be like, all right, well, they're not going to like be awful dicks to me and probably not going to fire me right away. If I fuck up, they're like, look at what they did to this jerk.
Gettleman was so in the if Giants he got his way out before he was GM, wasn't he? Didn't he have?
Yeah,
ties
they love.
The Giants?
No, they love him.
So I don't
but,
know. If
but it might instead of because you can't. And Mara said this too, and I agree with most of what he said in his short presser that he had strict rules for only one question and no follow ups. But he said you can't look for GMs mid season. So. Firing him really would have done nothing. Kevin Abrams would have taken over. You're not going to allow him to do anything. It would have just been for the fans, which I still think should have happened. Liam Eichenberger is not greater than Andrew Thomas. Liam Eichenberger actually sucks. The Miami Lions awful.
When you have a guy who ruined your franchise, you fucking
fire him. I would fire him 100 times out of 100. I just said the only positive thing I could see is the new GM.
You're not firing him so you can get a head start on the GM search. You just fucking fire him.
Well, that's why you would fire head coaches. You can only
talk to people. Hire anybody.
No, You can just talk to people on the street, and there's usually more head coaches.
If you suck, you deserve to get fired. You don't deserve to get the walk away.
Has Dave Gettleman ever signed anything dirty?
Sticky, probably.
Sticky. Oh, my God.
Odell just threw a pass. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Odell.
He throws a better spiral than Jalen Hurts.
He's the best quarterback on the Giants. He would be.
Do we think Odell's actually going to stay with the Rams after this year, though, or do we think he's got something?
I don't think they can afford him.
Who else would want where else would he want to be? They're really good and they're in LA.
But he's showing he can still play, so I don't know if they can afford him.
Giants could use him.
I'm saying this right now.
Maybe he'll come back.
I would not
be shocked on Sunday if the Rams beat the Buccaneers.
Well, the Bucs are beat up and the Rams already beat
Rams might be the favorite.
Somehow the Bucs will win.
If Wirfs and
Jensen
are out.
Jensen didn't miss a play, so he's fine.
Wirfs. No, it's Colin someone else. It's the guy that can no, it's no, Ramey, it's the guy that replaced Wirfs. I think his name's like
something. Yeah, he immediately got hurt.
Yeah, oh, it's him. And then they had to move. I think Jensen's the center. I think they had to move Alex Kappa over from guard to tackle.
I know Jensen got hurt on before they punted, and then he came back the next drive, so he didn't miss any time.
I don't even remember who Jensen is, just because he's obviously the center, but he's just this big ginger.
And he gets in everyone's face.
Exactly. Donovan Smith is like the weak link on that offensive line, though. I've said that for a while.
Where does Mike Glennon go next year?
Hopefully retirement.
Well, someone will pick him up.
Dude, he was the worst. He was the worst quarterback of all time this year. Literally, like no one was worse than that. And he was good last year compared to for like what his career was. He was fine last year. He was doing better things with the Jaguars.
But should we still be shocked awful. That the fucking Bears decided to pay him and then draft Mitch Trubisky?
No, but I don't think anyone's gonna sign him next year.
Oh no.
Somebody's gonna
bet you he retires.
It'll be like the Raiders or some bullshit when Mariota leaves.
I can't see him looking himself in the mirror and saying, I want to keep playing.
Oh,
him and Nate Solder.
One other player I want to ask you guys about, because before we get into this, Alex, so you know how you said you had Seattle in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Giants.
My take at the beginning of the year was that the Steelers and the Seahawks were going to miss.
Yeah, I had the Steelers being awful for the last 3 or 4 years. I still had the Bengals coming in fourth, though, this year, sadly. Come on, and I really wanted to pick them in third.
I just need Cup to get a touchdown. Come on.
I need Cup to get like 100 yards. He's at like 7.
I did individuals. I did obviously Cardinals +3.5. I did Ertz touchdown, and then I did Cup touchdown. But I did same game bet, so it's all single bets. And then also I had the OBJ.
There it is.
There you go.
He's
done nothing all game.
I'm behind.
Get the touchdown.
Yeah, look at your screen. I'm telling you.
Okay. Has Odell even thrown the ball for you before?
Yes, he has.
He's probably only like a couple seconds behind, right?
The play hasn't snapped yet.
Wow, they're already on the replay.
It's like the third replay.
There we go.
Look at how happy Odell is.
Peyton looked happy there when he got the touchdown.
Odell's such a team guy.
Yeah. Question I want for you guys here, though. Do the Cardinals consider firing Kingsbury if this ends up being an ass-kicking?
No, because they're going to still have Kyler, and I don't think any coach that's going to be available.
He's been on the hot seat, though.
I think they missed.
Who can coach Kyler better than him, though?
Brian Flores.
I'm sure.
No, he's the worst offensive fucking coach there is.
Dude, I think there's a chance Flores ends up in Houston. I don't know why.
Yeah, because they can keep Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, then they'll keep Watson. Yeah.
Trade Davis Mills for like 3 first rounders.
I wonder if would Watson want to stay there? Because doesn't he hate the owner? Flores. Yeah, but he hates the owner. Who's
money? Money talks, and a coach can. If he hires Flores, that's less racist.
If Cal McNair. Did you ever hear that Bob McNair was apparently a huge Trumper that was when Obama won in 08, and then he's the same guy, Bob McNair, who's now passed away, said...
Isn't Robert Kraft a big Trump guy?
I'm pretty sure
most of them are, yeah.
And not as big as Jerry Jones, baby.
That's what I mean, though? Like, Bob McNair at one point said, though, we don't want the inmates running the asylum.
Yeah.
When he's referring to the players. But then I don't know if you ever saw it, the guy that was running the whole lawsuits against Watson, the lawyer going against him, Tony Busby. He's the same thing, too. Like, Trumper, guns, like, pickup trucks, huge MAGA stuff in his house in somewhere in Houston. So, let's just say Houston's probably a pretty big area for that. But, my point with that was, I think if Cal McNair and Jack Easterby and Casario go to Watson's people and say, we're going to bring in Brian Flores, do you want to come back? Part of me thinks it can happen, but at the same time, too, I think that that either the damage is done or like look, Watson just doesn't want to play there anymore, because John McClain was saying it, and John McClain's one of the most trusted sports writers out there for football.
What did he say? Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker?
Yeah, I was going to say what?
No, John McClain?
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
That Watson's just never going to play.
Oh, you never seen Die Hard?
Yes, I have.
Oh, come on, that was the joke. No, it's not. Oh, I know. But it's not a Christmas movie. Didn't the Texans, like, Watson wanted a trade, but if he was allowed to play, wouldn't he have played? Didn't the Texans get him out?
Well, dude, no Miami, one could. He might have gotten, like, thrown in jail at any moment.
Yeah, Miami said to them, hey, if your legal stuff gets cleared up, we'll do the trade. Carolina was willing to take the legal stuff on. Carolina was willing to take on the whole no matter.
Yeah, but what were they trading? Did they offer anything good?
I don't know. Carolina's still eating Teddy Bridgewater's contract from last year. Remember that? They gave Teddy Bridgewater $20 million a year?
He would be their best quarterback.
Who?
Teddy Bridgewater in Carolina? He'd be the best quarterback there right now.
But Teddy Bridgewater's in Denver. They literally traded him. They traded him because they got Darnold, which I still thought there was
a chance. Yeah, they're paying Cam Newton's backup his replacement, and then they're paying Cam Newton again. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. P.J. Walker getting that money.
Listen, I thought it was a good play if they had a timeout, but it wasn't, so it was a moral play.
Davis Mills greater right than Mac Jones.
With a timeout.
No, we are not arguing that.
It's a good play call.
Yes,
who
but
cares?
It wasn't. It's a terrible
and Joe, if Joe slid, Judge, if Joe Judge is a good coach yards, if he does something a bunch
if
of
he slid
different.
After 10 yards instead of 17.
Joe Judge is a good coach if he wins some games.
Yeah, if he wins 12 games, he's a good coach.
Ugh,
but we didn't, and he's a bad coach.
Awful play. Oh, just so good.
That's your coach of the year.
They ran themselves out of the playoffs. So good.
Rams and Chiefs is very much alive. Remember when I got the World Series prediction correct? 2 years ago?
You thought the Yankees would cakewalk into the playoffs.
You thought the Yankees were going to cakewalk to a division title.
Well, you both thought the only team that was better than them was I guess the Red Sox were also better by like a game, but you thought the Rays were going to be bad, so... So you guys can't talk either. Yeah, you guys were like, the Rays aren't going to be that good. Because they had a shitty roster. And I said, well, it's the Rays, and they'll fucking figure it out because they're savages.
Yeah, well,
I know this is a football podcast, but does baseball start on time this year?
No.
It can't probably, but I hope it does. I can't take a short season again.
They fucked themselves.
Just do less spring training.
Baseball's the one where you like really need it.
Sometimes some people just get hurt.
I mean, pitchers need to warm up. They can't just go into a season.
Well, pitchers and catchers can start early, but like the games and stuff, just do like two less weeks.
I don't think they're. I don't know. We could not even have baseball at all.
Do you imagine? I think it'll happen.
They're gonna play, just not on time.
Yeah, like
you always lose more money in a lockout.
Yeah, but look at the NHL. The players wouldn't concede. They lost an entire fucking season.
NHL's different. I don't know much about the NHL.
Bettman's also a fucking asshole.
It's the same.
Have you met Rob Manfred? Guy's a piece of garbage.
Oh, I know. It's literally.
But it's the owners.
The only good commissioner in professional sports right now is Adam Silver.
Yeah.
But he wants to have that tournament in like mid-season, so now I'm kind of wishy-washy on him.
He doesn't. I don't know if he like, does he want it or is he just proposing it.
That's at least not detrimental to the fucking game.
You know how fun it would be to watch that tournament, though. It just
sounds, would be awesome.
It just sounds dumb.
It just makes no sense.
What happens? You get if you do it, you get into the playoffs already or something. Yeah. What would it be? Or just for like a trophy?
No, it's just for money or
for money. Yeah, I think.
So what's the point? Just to keep teams from tanking.
Rob Manfred wants to remove second base and shit. He's doing like stupid shit. Just go from first to
remove
third.
Second base.
He's like making up the dumbest shit he wants. Let's get fucking.
You know how little scoring there would be without a second base?
No, you just go first. And you
first
have to
third.
Yeah, you know how many guys would get thrown out? You know what you'd be saying.
Now there's no doubles. Just steal third, you have to run across the pitcher's mound.
He wants more home runs, so he's just.
You know how many guys are going to tear their ACL going from first jetting to third?
You know how much fun it would. That's actually kind of a cool concept. If you hit a single,
that's an awful concept.
And if you want to turn it into something more, you have to go to third. That's not a bad idea, actually.
Guys will get thrown out in between first and second, or second and third, or whatever. Like every time you'd hit a ball to right field, they'll probably throw you out.
He also wants to make the runners go around the bases twice. So when you score, you have to do it twice to score.
What is that, cricket?
I don't understand. Let's do a cricket YWC cricket talk.
John Boy's getting real into cricket.
I can't stand John Boy anymore.
I mean, I don't listen to them ever. Their tweets are fine. They repost all the stuff you need to see.
Talking Ramey?
But I don't listen to Talking Yanks. I listen to Talking Giants and Talking Knicks, who are much smaller podcasts.
Liam Eichenberg.
Shout out former guest Justin Pennick of this very podcast.
Yeah, before they really blew up, you got them. Yeah.
It makes no sense that they blew up because they suck so bad. The Giants suck so bad.
It's just because they're a really fucking good podcast.
There was a really funny moment from our interview, because I remember him and I were really praising Xavier McKinney, and then the next day is when he hurt himself in training camp. He did that viral video of the not good, not happy, and I don't know why I love that video.
Yeah, that's his thing. He does that all the time now. Yeah. Griff, who would you rather have? What's that idiot's name? Fuck, it just went out of my head. Who did you guys draft in the second round when we drafted McKinney? The other safety. Yeah, Duggar. Who would you rather have, McKinney or Duggar right now?
Right now, knowing how they've been playing, Kyle Duggar.
Wow.
Dude, he's an aggressive safety who can hit and get those picks. Kyle Duggar's a really good player.
Interesting.
I know at the time it was a what the fuck pick, but honestly, that's like I trusted Nike on that one. I trusted Nike.
All right. McKinney went from bad to like amazing this year.
Yeah, he was like the only good player. Duggar has a lot of potential, I feel. And also, too, knowing that – that's the other thing going to the Patriots, too. I don't know where this defense is going to be in 2022. Cause like, I think there's a chance McCourty's gone. I think Hightower could be gone. I think J.C. Jackson does get franchise tagged. But we'll see what happens elsewhere. I'm already looking – I'm not confused, but I'm so, like, caught in two places where I want them to draft. I'd love to see them get, like, Jameson Williams, Treylon Burks, Chris Olave – but at the same time, too, they could go for, like, you know, Sauce Gardner or something.
Tell Matt what position those guys are.
Williams will probably drop in the draft because he tore his ACL.
Oh, so he could be Alex, speaking of white receivers, I already know who the Patriots are going to draft this year in, like, the fourth or fifth round.
Oh.
Slade Bolden, baby.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the Alabama punt returner.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. Fuck
yeah. Oh, yeah, he had, like, a bunch of catches in the national championship game because everyone was fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they probably will.
Him or that Britton Covey, I think his last name's Covey, the kid from Utah that was just fucking running it down the field at Rose Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. White and punt returners and slot guys. Yeah.
New England.
Probably won't even draft him. They'll just sign him undrafted free agents.
Probably.
You know, not for anything. On Kyler Murray's last completion right there, he just passed Odell Beckham Jr. for passing yards today.
Oh, my God. I saw a stat line at half was like 7 for 17 and like 20 yards.
Well, what was that Odell pass clocked at?
40. It was 40 yards.
Aaron Donald's about to murder yards. Someone.
Remember when Nick Gates went face to face with Aaron Donald and stood toe to toe and nothing happened? That's Gates my center.
Man, he needs to come back.
He's going to 7 or 8, 9.
So then, why are we drafting a Santa?
Because he can play right guard way better than Will Hernandez.
Oh, if he can play guard, then he should definitely draft him.
Yeah, he would definitely move to guard. And then Shane Lemieux comes back, who's not great but can run block.
Are we going to highlight that former Giant Justin Pugh is getting into a fight right now?
Justin Pugh's fucking good again.
I'm still shocked that he's in the league.
Yeah. He's not even that old, right? He's probably like 30.
It feels so long.
I think he's somewhere between 30 to 33.
He was in Arizona. He's been in Arizona. Is he in LA now? So he was in Arizona for a while, wasn't he?
Dude, he's still with the Cardinals.
Oh, he is. I thought you said he was on LA.
He's been there forever.
No, I'm saying former Giant Justin Pugh's in a fight right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's been on the car. Oh my God! Look at that.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Look at Eli smile.
Eli gets older. Rock. What the hell?
Oh, he's
no. Peyton gets older.
Peyton gets older. Rock.
Older. As it, I meant older.
He'll be 32 in August.
Longer, yeah, because it's younger brother, older brother. He gets the older.
Only 32. Wow.
Yeah, this is his.
Eli's face.
This is
amazing.
This has been his fourth year with the Cardinals.
You can make a pretty solid line out of guys who sucked on the Giants that are good elsewhere. You'd have Eric Flowers at guard. You'd have Pugh at guard. You'd have fucking Zeitler. You'd have Zeitler at guard, actually. There's probably a center in there.
Eric Flowers is the one that pisses people off the most.
He was never going to work here. It's like Evan Engram. If he goes and is good on the Raiders next year, who cares?
But he had no work ethic here.
Matt, on Carolina?
Andrew Norwell.
Yeah, and Matt was so mad when he signed with
Jackson. He's not even that good. Yeah, because he was supposed to sign with us because of Gettleman.
Oh,
and
he randomly signed,
but he's terrible, so it worked out.
We could have had Brandon Sheriff.
Fucking Shad Khan throwing out.
Dude, he's a free agent this year, Sheriff. There's no way to franchise him again. Yeah.
I would do anything to sign him.
Dude, Brandon Scherff is going to be on a different team next year. Mark my words.
Good. Were we fuck Washington.
Did we almost try to draft him? What was
the He got taken right before us, I think.
Yeah.
And we took Flowers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was pissed about that.
Dude, come on.
Reach for Flowers. Reach for
Eli. I don't think you were mad on draft night, but like a couple games in, it was like.
No, I remember fucking I wanted Scherff.
But isn't Scherff?
I didn't even know who Eric Flowers was.
Scherff's a right guard, right?
Yeah. Also, my TV's on mute right now. Who ended up getting flags from that whole fight?
I don't know, but I think Connor just scored.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck,
oh, my God. So that guy, did that guy hit? Didn't you say needed a James Connor touchdown?
Yeah, Connor just scored.
Holy shit. That guy just won huge.
That guy just turned 85. Literally, that's a $67,000 touchdown.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Come on, Dream's still alive. Arizona plus 3.5. Dream's still alive. Let's go. Rise up, Red Sea. Let's go.
You're about to wake up.
Well, they're going for two for some reason.
To make it a 20-score game so they can win on the third score. They're probably not getting four possessions.
Fucking baffling.
No, I think they will get four possessions. They just have to score in every possession and not let up points.
I don't understand why you go for two there. Now it's 20. So if you score three touchdowns, you win?
I think because they're not getting four possessions.
Oh, now there's another flag because they're fighting again.
Well, if they don't get four possessions, they should. It's still the third quarter.
Yeah, but 4 minutes left. They're going to take this down probably into the fourth. Either way, I don't know. What's the flag after the play?
Probably unsportsmanlike or something, or unnecessary roughness.
Oh, God.
Peyton says it's going to be on them. I have closed captioning on.
When the Cardinals do lose this, Cliff has his cocaine mansion he can go back to, so he'll be fine.
That's true. It's a beautiful view.
My friend, Ramy, you'll appreciate this. I don't know if Griff's seen the show, but my friend just Snapchatted me. Spencer Strassmore stopped by in the Manning cast. Former Miami Dolphin legend.
Wow. Good baller show.
Yeah.
Love that show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's such a good show. Matt, you should watch it, but he doesn't watch anything.
Yeah. Is it on HBO Max down there for you guys?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's been on HBO Max.
We did the same thing. It's called Crave, where we literally get all the same shows, like Peacemaker's on there, which I have to start. I just watched actually just watched the Suicide Squad on Friday night.
Interesting. Yeah.
It was an all right movie.
All right, is there any other hot button topics that we forgot to get into? I don't want to forget.
Honestly, no. I think we covered pretty much all of it. Look, we went a little bit, like we kind of went all over the place. Okay. We talked.
I want to ask Matt a question. Matt, who do you and I'll ask Ramy too, and Griff, you can chime in. Who do you think the Giants should hire as GM? I just want to hear Matt's basically opinion.
I don't know, just knowing names.
Yeah, but you come up with random things to pick random people.
I have no idea. Whoever will hire Brian Flores, make that happen.
Shane from the Bills?
Anybody who's not a Giant already, which is fine.
49ers, Ravens?
Anyone. I wouldn't mind the guy from the Bills.
I just don't think you should get married to Flores. I think there's going to be a lot of good coaches.
Yeah, he's got experience, though, and he's...
I really like the guy from the 49ers, McDaniel.
I'm sick of these
guys. He's such a nerd, but he's amazing. Watch him speak about just anything. It's so good. He's awesome.
Like, we're never going to find the next Sean McVay, so just go with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Why? This next GM could know exactly who the next Sean McVay is. It's not Gettleman. We got to remember that. We're letting a new guy. We got to trust him.
My opinion, I think the Baltimore guy, because I've seen a lot of football minds and stuff saying that he's very well deserving of the opportunity. So I think the guy from Baltimore, would probably be the best fit.
Baltimore knows how to build teams and draft, and they know how to set a game plan for their best players, like Lamar.
Dude,
I don't know. He's like third or fourth on my list. I don't know why, but the other guys just impressed me more.
The only thing I'm going to say is, though, I know this was Ozzie. Well, for one thing, Ozzie Newsome, who was the GM there before, could be in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame as a player, but he could easily be in as an executive. 1996 had the greatest first round in NFL history, in my opinion. Do you know who he took?
Nope. Ramy might.
Ramy, do you know?
Was it just one guy?
1996 NFL draft. No. Ozzie Newsome took two players in the first round. Both are in the Hall of Fame.
Jonathan Ogden.
Yes, that's one.
Is that the Ray Lewis draft?
Yes. Jonathan Ogden and Ray Lewis in the first round.
Yeah, that wasn't his guess, though. He was just wondering if that was the same Ray Lewis draft.
Well, no.
That was my guess, but...
I know.
You just confused him.
Yes, I'm just going to look up right now player selections. First overall in that draft was Keyshawn Johnson to the...
Jets.
to the Jets, and then Kevin Hardy, Simeon Rice, but no, Jonathan Ogden went fourth to the Ravens, and then Ray Lewis went 26th.
Wow.
Wasn't Tim Biakabutuka the first running back taken in that draft?
No, Lawrence Phillips.
Oh.
Tim Biakabutuka. I'm not going to try and pronounce that last name.
Yeah, fucking Tyler Biadasz. Biadasz?
Tim Biakabutuka.
Biadasz?
To the Panthers.
Great name. Yeah,
that was eighth. And then what else went there? I'm trying to find where the New York Giants took in that draft. The Patriots, we drafted Terry Glenn out of Ohio State.
The Giants sucked then, so I want to say they were probably top 10 pick.
I wonder who's 96? Actually better.
Oh,
I
think Cedric Jones.
We made the playoffs in 97.
Who do you think's a better right tackle, Matt? Nate Solder or Liam Eichenberg?
Anyone, but Griff's a better left fucking tackle than goddamn Nate
Solder. Liam Eichenberg, I think, is one of the worst graded tackles in the league.
He's a starter, baby.
Only an idiot.
So is Nate Solder. He beat out Matt Peart.
Oh, there's also one other thing I want to say about the playoffs right now. I know a lot of people are bad on the 17 format. I think it's going to be at 8 eventually. Like, you know how they're always saying 17 games is just a roadmap to 18? I think eventually you'll see 16 teams in the NFL playoffs.
And then you'll have the two first seeds getting byes.
So yes. Unnecessary.
And then you'll have two wild cards playing each other.
I don't hate that, but...
Five will play six.
There's never that many good teams. Why can't Cooper Kupp do anything?
How many yards did you see from him, Alex?
Like 80.
So wait, do you guys use FanDuel or do you use someone else?
Yeah, FanDuel.
Yeah, they must be locking him down and everyone else is just fucking open.
This guy was double teamed.
Yeah, but he was open.
Do you know Van Jefferson's dad is a coach in the Cardinals?
Kupp's got one guy on him.
He is? I did not know.
And he's holding him. Kupp had one guy on him holding him the entire route.
Kupp having a big game with those three catches, 16 yards.
Hey, anytime TD, baby. Anytime TD, that's all I needed.
This game's over.
Matthew Stafford.
Is this podcast over?
15 passes. Jesus.
Only Randy could be listening at this point, right?
Oh,
hey, Randy.
Hey, Randy. I imagine some other people will still be listening. Who knows? But,
like, I can't imagine that every single one of Griff's 197 have been tremendous. Like, there's just no way. The odds of that being possible. It's impossible. Like, it's impossible.
Griff, are you going live? Are you going live for the NFL draft?
Maybe. I don't know yet. I'll wait and see. But I do want to go live. I'll probably start going live more in the offseason, like for free agency and maybe like schedule release and stuff like that.
If you go on live during the draft, I'll go on with you.
I may. It's just my only thing with that one is just there's so many creators that are bigger than me to go live that I'll probably get like – I'll be talking about who the Giants drafted and then Randy will just be – I'm sorry, Randy, for this, but then he'll just be like, also, who did the Patriots draft? And that was
only really only draft-related questions, Randy, or save them for a different pod.
Oh, is that guy paralyzed?
I think he's dead.
Oh, no, that's not
Randy, good. That's your reaction for, like, a toe sprain.
Well, he's literally not. Oh, he moved a leg. He's alive.
All right, good, yeah.
He moved his leg. That was scary.
Every time a guy gets injured, he dies, and Ramey thinks he's going to be out for, like, 2 months.
I didn't even see the play. I just saw him.
Byron Murphy or Buda Baker?
My name is Byron Murphy.
I wear socks and shoes on my feet.
That's for Justin, who probably doesn't know the reference and won't listen to this.
Does Justin listen to this podcast?
That I don't know.
Justin's too busy hiding from titties.
Justin does like whenever he like does something. Like he was in the fantasy league with us and like he made like 9 moves all season. Like he didn't pay attention.
Did he do good?
I don't think he might have made the playoffs.
I can't remember. He finished 6th.
He beat me once.
I had a sweat against him in that. Remember that Monday Nighter when the Colts and Ravens played, and then the Ravens came back.
Me probably does.
That was a Liam Eichenberg game.
It's always a Liam Eichenberg game. Did you know that the Giants haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since Odell Beckham Jr. left? They haven't even had.
Yeah, who do you think? Yards. Who do you think it would have been?
Your boy Darius Slayton. What about Sterling Shepard? Those are your boys.
Like, those are like 800 yard guys, and
no one has even reached 800 yards.
And Slayton then had like 750 or something in his rookie year, but
Shepard runs like, but Shepard gets hurt. Slants, and he gets hurt.
Yeah, it would never. No. You say that like Giants fans assume they've had a 1,000-yard receiver. We're well aware.
Like that wonderful our first flaws. Round pick he spent on an injury-prone Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, so we should judge him because in year one, when we were awful, he didn't play.
I was never expecting him to get 1,000 yards anyway.
And he probably would have if he played more.
He doesn't play.
His best game was with Mike Glenn.
For some reason, I just said don't judge a podcast. I was about to say podcast for some reason because I'm going to start to wrap this thing up. But I was almost about to say, I don't feel like you can judge a rookie truly until, say, year two or year three.
Unless it's Mac Jones. Then you know he's pretty bad, and Davis Mills is better.
Yeah, that's true.
Davis Mills impressed me so much throughout
Phil,
the season.
Phil, I think I said something along the lines of Davis Mills is better, or something like Mac Jones doesn't throw that much, and Phil was like, I have a stat that'll kill your narrative, and I was like, I mean, if you
did
watch,
it kill what was the set?
We haven't had him on our podcast, but like, I don't. You watch Mac Jones; they don't have to throw a lot. He's in a good system.
You can look at the stats; he didn't do that much. I compare
momentum's a thing. So
I had a tweet that compared his rookie year to Jones' rookie year. If you want those stats, they were like you could completely argue Daniel Jones had a better rookie season.
I think I said along the lines of if Trevor Lawrence was on the Patriots, they'd be in the same spot.
Oh my God, Trevor Lawrence would be fucking amazing right now if he was on the Patriots. Yeah, and Mac Jones would be like not even starting if he was
like
on the Jaguars.
Patriots fans are overrating Mac Jones and not understanding that Bill Belichick's just fucking amazing.
Oh, like that is Buda Baker.
If Trevor Lawrence was on the Patriots, they'd be
that's a huge loss.
Just as good. Yeah. Probably better, right? If Lawrence was on the Patriots, they'd be better.
Yeah, I think he would easily win Rookie of the Year.
Oh, God, that was a disgusting hit.
Can they stop showing the replay? Can they not?
Oh, he
did they,
rolled
did
on
they
his
hit
neck.
Helmets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least that's what it looked like.
Let's see. Hey, this would be.
Yeah. And then look at his neck when it lands on the ground, too. It snaps the other way.
He's knocked out.
Oh, he's knocked out.
When he rolls.
Yeah.
All right. I have the stats if you want them.
There's nobody to blame on that. They both put their head down and went in.
We'll share the stats and then I'll wrap this up.
All right. Mac
Holy
Jones.
Holy fuck. I saw a replay.
I haven't even heard the stats yet. Sorry.
God. That was hilarious.
Go ahead.
That was almost as cool as the time is. Matt, what did you do? You like walked away and we thought you went through like two separate things.
What?
When me and Phil out, you like, and it ended up not being even close.
Yeah.
All right. So Mac Jones played in 17 games. He had 3,801 yards, 22 passing touchdowns, 13 interceptions, 7 fumbles, 129 rushing yards.
7 fumbles? Fumbles lost?
I think it's just fumbles, but I'm not sure. I forget what I pulled. This was a couple days ago. 129 rushing yards, no rushing touchdowns, and Bill Belichick as a head coach. Daniel Jones played in 12 games plus
Davis
one drop. No, Daniel Jones. Comparing Daniel Jones to Mac Jones. Mills' stats through the season won't compare because he was pretty bad for like most of it. He got pretty good towards the end.
He also played in less games too, a lot less games.
Yeah, Daniel Jones played in 12 games plus one drive where he had that fumble and did nothing else in the Dallas game. He threw for 3,027 yards. I don't know what the math would add up if he played 17 games, how many he'd get. That's a Ramey job. He had 24 passing touchdowns, which is two more than Mac Jones. He had 12 interceptions, which is one less, 19 fumbles, which is a ton more, 279 rushing yards and two rushing touchdowns, and Pat Shurmur as a head coach.
Yeah, so Mac Jones is – how is he not a big product of the system? I don't get it. Like – I think Griff would you would agree is a huge part of what Mac Jones is the system, right?
Oh,
Ramey, can you find out what 3,027 yards is over 17 games? It was over 12 games. What it would be over 17?
So 3,800.
I don't fucking know. I did a math problem on our
4,200
on our
4,200. So if he played a full 17 game season that year, he would have 4,200 yards, which would have been 400 more than Mac Jones.
But like, if you put Mac Jones on the Jaguars.
He's awful. He doesn't probably start.
You think he has worse numbers than what Trevor Lawrence had?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think Urban Meyer's could.
And I don't even honestly. I don't even know Phil's like take on Mac Jones if he thinks he's part of the system or not. But he's just you can't overrate him because of the system he's in.
Like, yeah, you have to look at the player. You can say he's good in the system, which
like
he
I
is.
Get, yeah. Like I get that's what really matters. But like if to not think that Trevor Lawrence would have made the Patriots even better, like come on.
Yeah, you like if anyone's saying they would have picked him number one overall with hindsight, they're idiots. I'm sorry, they just are.
Look at your
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh God.
Yeah, if anyone were to say Patriots we had the number one pick last year, going back with hindsight, would say I'd take Mac Jones over Trevor Lawrence. They're fools. Even Zach Wilson's probably going to be much better. He was getting better at the end of the season. But it's about where you get drafted and how they fuck up your career or not.
That's kind of crazy that Daniel Jones, argued, besides the fumbles, had better stats than what Mac Jones did this year.
He had a really good rookie year. If he didn't, if he fumbled 7 times instead of, what I say, 19, people would be like, Daniel Jones is awesome.
Even with the narrative, even with the 19 fumbles, that's close to.
But that's all. That's all the national media picks up on. It's all the fans who don't actually watch the Giants that rookie year would say, "Oh, he's fumbled. He's Tommy turnovers. He's terrible."
Tommy turnovers.
It's just what people say.
Wouldn't it be Danny turnover? That's weird. Change his name.
Just Tommy turnovers. They called Joe Judge Tommy Toughnuts.
What's Ramey? Ramey ruptured.
That was Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah, fucking Dan. Ramey's fucking Clint Margarita. Clint Margarita.
Change your name to that now.
Clint Margarita.
Get rid of Liam Eikenberg.
Ramey.
That's the best stage name ever. Clint Margarita.
It is a pretty sweet name. But fucking Ramey would tweet. What were some of the ones he would text me? He'd be like, "Hey, fucking insult." Yeah, insult in a food. He'd be like, "Where are the lines this week?"
Fucking Clint Taco and shit like that. Clint Margarita.
Clint Margarita is a great name.
That sounds like a weatherman from like Miami. Sunny skies.
Or not even Miami, just like some really obscure southern city.
You should request Sunny Skies be at the Dexter Comic Con. The actor who played Sunny Skies.
Oh my God, I'm crying. Clint Margarita.
Yeah, no, I will admit.
Is that how you spell Margarita?
Is it?
Isn't there like an H in there somewhere?
No.
You're thinking of the pizza. You're thinking like a margarita pizza, which is a totally different spelling.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, wow.
I don't drink margaritas.
I didn't even put two and two together. They were different spellings.
Neither did I.
They get you really fucked up. They're really good.
Margarita. Oh, if we had a GoPod still, that would be the title of the episode.
It would.
Although, margarita. The episode for this one's going to be Steve Curry, but I'm going to spell it like K-E-R.
That still doesn't think he said it.
I don't think I even said that. How is it not Clint Margarita now? Like that's Steve even Curry better. I might have said Steve Curry.
Okay, I'll vote.
Pretty
okay.
sure you did.
Who votes for Clint Margarita here?
Come on, we all cried laughing.
Yeah,
okay, you know what?
Clint
Margarita is definitely better.
Yeah,
what was it? 117. Go back and see if I said it.
It could just be called fucking YWC podcast episode, whatever. Davis Mills greater than Mac Jones, if we want to keep it football related.
The only thing I'll say before we wrap up is, yes, if we did have the number one pick in last year's draft, I'm obviously going Lawrence over Jones, but we got Jones at 15, and I'm going to stay happy with it.
Ramey, if both quarterbacks are starting week one, who has more yards next year, Davis Mills or Mac Jones?
Depends on who they're playing, but I'd go Davis Mills.
All 16 games? No, all six, like throughout the season.
17.
Yeah, if they're starting week one, who do you think will continue to play throughout the entire season and get the more yards?
Mac Jones.
Going Davis Mills.
Yeah, they're going to throw it a ton. Like, Patriots are still going to run more.
Yeah, that's the thing with Patriots, too. We have a great two-headed monster at running back.
You have Damian Harris and a couple of decent guys. Let's not overrate these guys.
Ramondre Stevenson.
You guys never have great running backs. Ramondre Stevenson, wasn't he awful and didn't play for, like, most of the season?
He didn't play, and then he broke out, and then Bill started to use him more after he had the good game against the Cleveland Browns.
That's what happens. You get these running backs, they're good for, like, 4 weeks, and then you dump them, you find a new guy.
Yeah.
Rex Burkhead actually was pretty solid at the end of the year for fucking Houston.
So the same thing too with Shane Vereen. He won a Super Bowl with us, and then he went to you guys, and he didn't really do much.
We were bad.
Like third down back.
He wasn't bad. Yeah, it's better than Jonathan Stewart.
Fair enough.
Oh, God.
That was one of my favorite signings.
That's going to wrap this up here for episode number 146 of YWC Football Talk. Guys, the goals are simple. 200 episodes before the start of next season. But as always, guys, I should have said this earlier, but I didn't.
Wait, Griff. Goals. Griff, yes. If you ever get to episode 420, can I be on?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
But I got to pay the bills quickly before we go, guys. Remember, as always, sidelineshop.ca is a sponsor for this podcast. If you want jerseys, go to sidelineshop.ca, buy them, tell them I sent you. Because you know what? It helps me too. But anyway, guys, that's going to do it here. Episode number 146. Join me on Wednesday when Danny will be back on. And next Monday night, Keegan Steve over Pat's Pulpit will be back as him and I recap the Patriots season as a whole. And we look ahead to the draft. But have a good night, guys, everyone. And hopefully you enjoy the rest of the NFL playoffs.
See you, Clint Margarita.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.